deals on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Plus, we always have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Earn entries all month long to increase your chances to win $6,000. Drawings every Thursday at 8 p.m. 10 winners will be selected to play the Plinko board. It's fun and easy. Just drop the puck and win cash. Final drawing Thursday, October 29th at 8 p.m. where you could win $6,000. Let us pay your electric bill for 1 year.
Up to $6,000.
What a deal. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Electober Swipe to Win promotion. It's better at the river.
What a piece of that championship. Put it in here.
Football is a rough game and often a cruel one.
Every time you lose, you die a little bit. You die inside, a portion of you. Not all of your organs, maybe just your liver.
We are back here from Thompson Field tonight. It's the Shasta Wolves taking on the Foothill Cougars. Your pregame show brought to you by Tri-Counties Bank. Go to tricountiesbank.com and find out how they can make things happen for you. And the keys to the game tonight brought to you by Redding Kia. Here with Coach J.C. Hunsaker of Shasta. Coach, you're in a very tough league. There is a laundry list of football teams that are very tough to face, and tonight you face the Foothill Cougars. Your thoughts?
You know, Foothill is definitely an upcoming program. Coach Brown's done a good job getting those guys motivated, excited about football over there. They're throwing the ball around all over the place. They've faced some really good opponents, especially in our league, and still put up good yardage, and they're an offensive threat. So we're just trying to get ourselves prepared to be in the right spots at the second and third level, get our eyes in the right places to be able to not get beat over the top, not let that big play happen on the defensive side of the football. And then offensively, we don't really change much of our schematics. We don't care who we're playing. We just want to continue to get better at what we do and just be prepared against the different defensive fronts. So we're going to stick with what's worked so far.
Foothill is coming off a tough loss last week against PV. I think it was 55-56-21. Tough game for them. There's a lot of things that are going to go on tonight that make a lot of difference around the league. PV and Chico are playing, and they're both undefeated. So one of them is going to have a loss. You guys only have one loss. I think Foothill's got two. The playoff picture is going to really start shaping up after tonight's football games. So how much attention and focus do you put on that issue with your players, or are you just X's and O's all the way until it's time to go that way?
We don't talk about playoff seedings or points really to our guys. As a coaching staff, we kind of start figuring out what we think could be possible if we do things right on our end. It's really X's and O's and taking step forward with kids instead of taking step backwards as we develop our team and our system. So really, we haven't really spoke much about or used that as a motivational factor for our kids. Basically, our push that's been this week is let's get better than we were last Friday night. So if we can do that, we think we'll prevail tonight.
A lot of people have asked me this question. I want to get an answer from you, and then that will just answer the whole thing. What's a typical week like for you and your coaching staff? I mean, when do you draw out what your plan is for the week? When do you watch game films? When do you review those films with the kids?
We go 7 days a week, honestly. If you want to be competitive here in the North State, it's some good football. I know maybe we don't have that raw talent that the Sacramento area has, or you get really down into SoCal, but guys are competitive up here. So Saturday we get our film uploaded. We start breaking down our last game film with our kids. We exchange other game films through our online scouting system with other high schools. Then on Sunday morning we meet as an entire staff, all three levels, and start breaking down what we want to achieve over the week going into our next opponent. And then we create a scouting report. We go over that on Mondays with the kids prior to practice. We watch film with the kids prior to practice. Then we practice. We do that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then we really lighten the load Thursday for the kids and do a team dinner with them. And then we do that after our Thursday practice. If we have a home freshman game, we ask the kids to come back and support the other kids in our program. And then Friday night, we saddle it up and we're ready to roll. So it's a busy week for us.
It's nonstop, sounds like it. Okay, we reviewed this question, the same question last time we did an interview, and I'm gonna rephrase the question a little bit because and we'll talk about keys to the game from your point of view here in a moment, but for me as a broadcaster and the keys to your games, the ones that I've seen and the other teams that have played against you, is that tempo offense. You guys have sustained that all year long, all the way till the last second of the game. And we talk about conditioning. That was your answer to me last time. We just condition that way, and the players are the ones who encourage the other players to get ready and have things ready to go. For me, I think that is just a wonderful testament to you, your coaching staff, and the players themselves.
Yeah, you know, the kids have really taken ownership and pride in any time that we have something like that that can benefit us on the field in our phase of our no-huddle tempo offense. I mean, our defense is better conditioned for facing it. I think we're probably playing the best defense around here in a long time. If you talk to our D coordinator, Coach Ramage, he believes it. But it's paid dividends, and kids have seen it every game. I know we came up short in one game earlier this year in PV, but they can tell their opponents are wearing down when we are not. We don't get tired, which is amazing. Our practices are more difficult than our Friday night games in terms of being conditioned and going through that physical, rigorous part of football. So I'm loving it. The kids love it. They embrace it. They work harder every week. I think we are getting better as the year goes on, which is exactly what you want to do.
It's quite impressive. You may not be able to see everything from a giant perspective than we can from up in the broadcast booth. We can see those kids wearing down, especially at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Not your kids, but the defensive line on the other teams.
Oh, yeah. You know, if we're lucky enough to break one in the second half, third quarter, fourth quarter, like you mentioned, and we don't score, but our offense is running down, and there's three or four defenders on the other team that are just like, are you kidding me? Can I not, you know, get my legs back under me? So it's just our kids see it and they feed off of it, and it's worked to our beneficiary a lot more ways than being on the negative aspect. We would go faster if we could. It's the only thing that really slows us down is the officials.
I'm not asking for any trade secrets at all, but I guess my question here is, how do you script out all those plays? Does the quarterback have them written on his arm, or do you guys practice in advance and you know what your first 10 or 20 plays are going to be? How does all your players know they are going to be running this particular play and what the count is going to be on? Because you've been virtually flawless on that.
Well, we're all hand signal based. Our linemen have to get up there and get set no matter what's going on. They get set in their stance, and then the quarterback has some small little coded words, I guess, for lack of a better term, to relay that to those guys on what is coming forth, and then we just go. All of it is included. Formations included in the signals, and as soon as our play starts to end, I'm just going with the next one, which I think. So we don't have a really extensive playbook. We're pretty limited in terms of that, but the pace at which we run it and to the effectiveness at which we run it has really made us successful, and they just have that ingrained in them now. Hey, we got to go. Whether it's a negative play, positive play, or one that was, you know, just met at the line of scrimmage, next play.
Well, it's quite impressive, and you guys do it very well. Okay, last couple of questions here. One of the greatest motivating coaches that I've ever been around was Coach Bob Reed at Anderson. I played for him way back in 1980, and it's more than just drawing plays up on the chalkboard. It's words that he used and situations that he has used. Outside of that, what profound words do you use on your players that help motivate them outside of the football game itself?
Well, there's a vast array of which you could choose from. We do a weekly word every week, and in terms of our new opponent this week, it's pride, and how we define it. We use it on how we've used it to the point in the season, how we want to use it this week. We've also established our three rules in our program way back in February when I got the job, and that's number one, always do the right thing. Number two, put your teammates first. Number three, hold yourself accountable. And those are things that we always rest upon. Hey, in this situation, are you putting your teammates first? No, then motivate yourself more. You know, when you are thinking of everybody else before you're thinking of yourself, that's when everything clicks, and not just you as an individual. So it's things that we've preached about way more than just X's and O's, like you said. It's situations that you put them in. We want them to be successful after high school football. And if we can do that, through the game of football, then we're doing our jobs. And that's what we love about seeing our kids grow.
Very nice. Final question. You're playing the Foothill Cougars tonight, and they're not a bad football team at all. They've had a couple of losses. That one was close, one wasn't close. I'm sure the game itself last week, where they got beat pretty badly by PV, was a lot closer than the score indicated. What is, for your team, the keys to the game tonight?
You know, that Foothills offense is very potent. It can attack in a lot of different ways. They got a lot of skill players, and they've been talking about that all season, and they've definitely proved that they're able to do so. We've got to try and make sure that we don't allow those playmakers to get behind us or out on the edges and make our guys miss. We got to be good tacklers in space. Defensively, they've got a good system. At times, they've really held teams in check, and at other times, they haven't. We just hope that maybe we catch them on a night where they're not able to do that. Other than that, so far, ball security on our side in terms of our schematics, we just got to make sure we continue to keep doing that and not shoot ourselves in the foot. And we know it's going to be a battle. We thought that they should have been victorious a couple weeks ago versus Enterprise, and they lost in overtime. And then, like you mentioned, that PV game, it was 28-21, middle of the third quarter. They're duking it out with that team, and then they have two turnovers inside their own 20 that equated into 14 points real quick for PV. So they battled with everybody. I know it's just we got to make sure that we don't get outside of ourselves.
Okay, I didn't have this question planned, but you said something that brought it to my attention. I've noticed Coach Brown over at Foothill and yourself, especially in the last game, you were coaching. I mean, you're out there on the field, you're waving your arms, you're yelling, you're doing what you need to do, all the way down to the last second of the game. But one thing that I noticed about you is the football game might be going on over here. You're always a ways away from it. You're not like straight lined up straight across. You're always downfield a little bit. Is that an advantage point for you, just seeing what you want, what you need to see?
I think it is to me. Whether there's any truth to that, it is in my mind. I think I get a better vision on it. I can get my thoughts a little bit more clean and clear away from the focus and away from the ruckus going on down there in terms of, especially defensively, I want to remove myself. And then offensively, they got to be able to find me. They got to see where I'm at so they can locate me so we can move on to our next play.
Okay, Coach, good stuff. Thank you so much. Have a great football game tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming.
There you have the keys to the game from Shasta Coach J.C. Hunsaker. In a moment, we'll go to the other side of the field and talk to head coach Joey Brown from the Foothill Cougars. Stand by. That's all coming up next as we prepare for Friday night kickoff on AM 1460 KCNR.
Kyle DeFore here from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. We'd like to welcome all veterans, active duty military personnel, and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store on Veterans Day, November 11th, as our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. And be sure to come out Friday, November 6th, when KCNR 1460's own Carl and Linda Bott will be broadcasting live from Mighty Fine, 7 to 9 a.m. Mighty Fine Foods is locally owned and operated, located at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teams safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State Football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at sbi-ind.com.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended. Beauty doesn't have to be thirsty. Rethink your garden. Talk with plant experts and shop for drought-tolerant plants, California natives, and hard-to-find perennials. Members save 30% and non-members save 20% through November 14th. The Turtle Bay Nursery is open Fridays and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you miss the official sale, you can still take advantage of these great prices at the perfect time of year to plant. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
What a piece of that championship! Put it in here!
Football is a rough game. Often a cruel one.
Every time you lose, you die a little bit. You die inside, a portion of you. Not all of your organs, maybe just your liver.
We are back from Thompson Field as the Shasta High Wolves take on the Foothill Cougars tonight. Your pregame show is brought to you by Tri-Counties Bank. Go to tricountiesbank.com and find out how they can make things happen for you, member FDIC.
And, of course, your keys to the game, as always, brought to you by Redding Kia. We are here now with Coach Joey Brown from the Foothill Cougars. Joey, tough game against PV last week. I have no doubt you are prepared, so the end result is not like it was last week.
Well, you know, we made some mistakes in the red zone. Two turnovers in the red zone, one for a touchdown. Gave a punt return for a touchdown. That's uncharacteristic of us. We've been pretty good in special teams this year so far. So, you know, those things, you mix those with a really good team in MPV that's got a lot of momentum. They rely on their physicality. You know, you just can't make mistakes against a good team like that. But our kids played hard. I applaud their effort, and we're just going to continue to build on that.
What is a typical week for you and your coaching staff? Do you like, is it like a 7-day a week thing? You watch films? Do you present films? Do you review them with the players? How does that work for your program?
We come in pretty early Saturday after a game, win or loss. We come in early on Saturday. We're here till about 2 o'clock or so on a Saturday afternoon, and we go home after that. After we've done our film study together, break down the film, do the stats, and then we go together on Sundays, and we'll email or text each other on Sundays with our ideas. Meet with our players on Monday, give them the scouting report. We look at things we did well in the previous game, things we need to work on, areas of improvement specifically for the next opponent. We look at our opponent's film, and then we just get into our game prep in practice. Mondays are pretty light, but a lot of mental work. Tuesdays and Wednesdays we ramp it up. Thursday, as we like to say, the hay's in the barn, and it's about refining and just feeling good about our game plan. And then Friday we go.
What did you discover this week in the game films and stuff that you are putting to work and going to put into play this evening?
Well, most definitely with Shasta, their tempo is something we've been preparing for. We prepared for it in a scrimmage against them, but we've done even more so because now they're into week 8, week 9 for their season. And so they're moving a lot faster. And so we've had to prepare for their tempo, both in substitutions and then also in just alignments, getting there and our quick communication. The communications had to speed up. Alignment has to speed up. And then just on eye discipline, knowing who we're looking at, what our key is, and not focusing on the smoke and mirrors that's going on in the backfield.
How do you categorize, or even a better question, how do you prepare and plan for your team when you got a team coming at you that I don't know if they got their play scripted out on their arm, or they practice in advance, or they know what their first 10 or 20 plays are going to be? How do you prepare for that?
You prepare by knowing what you're going to do. You teach your players what they're going to do, what their responsibility is, and despite the tempo, despite you know, the way they call their plays, basically when the ball is snapped, you just got to play football, and you just got to be in the right spot. And if you're not in the right spot, if you're there late, your eyes aren't going to be in the right spot. And so you just prepare by getting right guys in the right spot. You cannot really mimic Shasta's tempo in a practice, but what you do is the best you can as far as you teach them what's the most important thing to look at in the short time span we do have. And I think our coaches have done a good job of that this week. But you know, Shasta's a juggernaut right now. They're moving the ball effectively, run game. They'll sneak out a pass at you every now and then. And so you just have to prepare for everything, but you have to focus on what's most important. And for us, it's stopping the tempo. It's limiting their plays on the edge, and really trying to survive and get to third down. Because I think if we get to third down, we have a good chance as anybody to stop them.
Let's talk about your players for a couple of moments. I've not heard any injury reports. I think you're all in really good health, really good shape. Do you have anything affecting you tonight?
You know, a couple guys did dings, but it's week 8, week 9. So you can't, you know, everybody's about as healthy as they can be. We have some guys that are out, but we have guys that are stepping up and are going to take their place and do the job commendably. We have, you know, our receiving corps is healthy. Our quarterback's healthy for the most part. Our running backs are dealing with some injuries, but they're going to play and they're going to be effective tonight, we hope. So, you know, at this point in the season, everybody's injured. Everybody's dealing with that. But you just have to get the man up, and it's the next man up.
This game here tonight is going to be defining for what goes on for the rest of the season. You know, you probably already know PV and Shasta play tonight. I'm sorry, PV and Chico play tonight. They're both undefeated. If one of them is definitely going to take a loss. Depending on what happens in the game tonight with you and Shasta, that's going to size up what goes on here for the rest of the season. How do you feel about that?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, for us right now, our goal at the beginning of the season was playoffs, and so we need to get back on the winning track to get there and to feel good about where we're going to be in playoffs. But, you know, it's one game at a time, and we've told our guys ever since the Enterprise game, we're in playoff mode now. And every game is a playoff game for us, and so we need to take each game with the same intensity and the same emotion that precedes the other one. So for us, it's just preparing week to week, staying as healthy as we possibly can, and not focusing on our next opponent, but focusing on the opponent that's in front of us right now.
Last interview we did, Coach, we talked about the culture and the expectation of your players. Explain for our listeners, what is the culture and what is the expectation of your players here at Foothill?
At Foothill High School, we talk a lot about family. We're an extended family. I spend as much time with this family as I do with my own family in the season and in the off season. So we talk a lot about family, about brotherhood. And so the culture is, you want to defend your family, you want to play for your family, you want to make your family proud. And that's the same way whether we're in the locker room, whether we're in the classroom, whether we're on the field, or whether we're at home with our real with our other family. So for us, the culture is family. And the expectation is that you support your family, you work your hardest for your family, and you don't leave anybody behind. And it's that kind of mantra we play with and we practice with. And our kids have that expectation. And the good thing is, despite the wins or losses, our kids are holding themselves and our coaches are holding ourselves to that same standard. No matter whether we win or lose, we're going to look at each other's family and we're going to work on everything together to get better and improve week to week.
That is a great culture and a great you guys have a great football program out here. Final question, Coach. What if tonight you got a tough game and you know it. You've been preparing for it. You've seen them. You know what goes on. You've got the scouting reports. You've watched the films. What for Foothill are tonight's keys to the game?
We have to slow down the run game. That's the biggest thing. And we need to get our run game going. We're a great offense when we are balanced. Gives us more time to throw the ball to our four good receivers. And it gives our quarterback time to make the right play call or to adjust if we need to. Defensively, we have to stop the run. We have to stop the run on the edge, and we have to tackle well. We haven't tackled well in the last two games, and that's been uncharacteristic of us. So we need to get back to proper tackling, proper alignment, and just stop the run.
All right, the challenge is set. Coach, thanks for joining us on the pregame. We appreciate it, as always.
Thank you very much.
And there you have the keys to the game from Foothill High School coach. That is Joey Brown. In a moment, we are ready for kickoff. Stand by. It's high school football on a Friday night here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
It's Customer Appreciation Days at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
It's Redding Kia's lowest price of the year on a 2015 Kia Optima. Now $19,495 after $2,000 customer cash incentive and $400 military incentive.
$19,495 for a brand-new Kia Optima. ID 12266. 57 Optimas in stock and on the way.
2015 Kia Souls as low as $14,995. ID 15423. After $500 customer cash incentive, $400 military incentive, the brand new Soul for $14,995.
Get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kias in stock and 2016 Sorentos, too.
0% offered requires financing through Kia Motors Finance on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends November 2nd, plus tax, license, and government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges.
Discover the new Kia today, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding.
ReddingKia.com.
Use your poker skills, put your cards into play, and play your way to victory. Go deep and take them down in the $150,000 guarantee WPT Deep Stacks Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino November 14th through the 23rd. Stay with us in our all-in-one luxurious destination. Reserve your room now and ask about our special room rates and packages. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. WPT Deep Stacks is the premier mid-major poker tour in the industry and is coming to Wind River Resort and Casino November 14th through the 23rd. This exciting tournament features a wide array of great events, player-friendly structures, and our multi-flight $1,100 buy-in, $150,000 guaranteed main event that is certain to bring in all of the best players for the biggest poker event of the year. For more information and detailed schedule of events, visit WinRiver.com. WinRiver Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California because poker is better at the river.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
That. Welcome back to High School Football on KCNR. Nice to see you.
Well, it's be here. A wonderful evening, a nice, cool evening. Of course, a beautiful Thompson Field. This is hard to beat. You know, Gary, I think this a couple of weeks ago when we were here, but this was originally Shasta College.
That's right.
And they built this field as a college bowl, and it's really kept that same feel, and with the trees and the surroundings here, it's just magnificent. And tonight is really a beautiful night, and we're in right now. This is pretty impressive. All of the senior families are out there with their players and the cheerleaders, and it's quite a ceremony, and I'm glad we're here early to be part of it.
The players and the cheerleaders, as you mentioned, are all lined up in a long line, and then the senior players are underneath the goalpost. They'll introduce them, they run out, they shake hands with all the coaches, and then they meet their parents on the 40-yard line. And it looks like there's a whole host of parents still to go.
Yeah, this is quite a group. And it's wonderful because the parents have a chance to get out there. And let's face it, the parents are a big part of the success of each of the players and the cheerleaders because they have to see that they're at practices. And you notice that when they introduce the players, some of these players have been playing for 6 and 7 years. Prior to high school. So guess what? They were playing Pop Warner football.
That's right.
And guess who took them to and from practices?
Mom and Dad.
So it's good to see the parents out there. And, of course, this is a big night for high school football in our area because we have two very fine football programs represented here tonight. And I think we're in for a good game.
There's some good football all the way around the league tonight. One of the things that let's migrate away from for just a couple of seconds, Pleasant Valley is undefeated. Chico is undefeated. They are playing down in Chico tonight.
And that's going to be a good game because the winner of that game will obviously be the favorite to go ahead and win the league. But the loser of that game could very well play one of the teams here tonight.
That's absolutely correct. If Shasta wins tonight, they remain with only one loss. So they'll be tied for second place with either PV or Chico, whoever loses that football game tonight. And it could very well be that Shasta ends up playing PV again,
right?
Like they lost a few weeks ago. So that game is definitely one that we will probably attend and do.
I think so. And here again, the competition is so great in this league. In fact, a couple of weeks ago when I talked with one of the coaches, that was the comment, that this year the competition is so tough between the schools. And tonight we're going to see the Shasta quick offense, as I call it. They're so fast off the ball. And they just had a great game last week with Enterprise and really took it to Enterprise. But it was one of those situations, which I think you called before, and that was Shasta kind of wore them down. They're just so fast.
You know, I brought that up again in my pre-game interview with Coach Hunsaker. I said, listen, you know, we talked about tempo, and we talked, and I told him it was a testament to him and his coaching staff and his players, because he reiterated again that they have such an up-tempo practice that it's really no longer the coaches telling them to get going, let's go. It's other players and peer pressure getting them up on their job to do, and that's what makes all the difference. And we're going to find out tonight whether or not Foothill can keep up with that pace.
Well, and see, Foothill also is a very quick team. They come off the ball very quick. They have a fast-moving process to get the ball downfield. And they, of course, have not only a very fine quarterback, that is a good passer and a runner, but they also have some very fleet running backs. So we're going to be in for a great game. And one point that while we got a moment to talk about the strategy of each team that we saw last week, which we've not seen before, and that was Shasta used the moving, as I call them, the roving linebackers.
Yeah, that's a little bit different. I've not seen too much of that this year. Maybe we'll see some of that this evening.
We should. In fact, if you were watching college ball last night, UCLA and Cal played, and that's exactly what UCLA was using. So it must be something new, but instead of the linebackers getting in position where they traditionally have been, they will be offset, maybe two on one side, three on the other side, or two on one side, one on the other side, moving back to cornerback. They were constantly changing. Well, that really threw off Enterprise.
That makes a big difference when you confuse the defense. So what we're looking at right now is 16 minutes left before game time. We're going to take a short break. They're going to finish up the senior stuff. Ron and I, when we come back, we're going to talk about players. On both sides of the field tonight. Foothill's got some impressive players. Shasta's got some very impressive players. We're going to focus on a few of those when we come back. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Listen up, employers. Veterans can be a great asset to your company or organization. Veterans have gained skills in leadership, teamwork, and performance under pressure. Veterans have received the very best training in their fields and are never afraid to tackle a tough situation to accomplish the mission. If you are looking to hire a veteran, the Department of Labor can help you make it happen. You hire a veteran today, you won't be sorry.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, so drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teens safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at sbi-ind.com.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience. We have most drivers back now off the fires, and we're delivering kerosene as fast as we can. If you've been putting off, now's the time to order. Johnny's wife, Beth, is about to have a baby any day, so he might be busy for a few days. Kathy has a few used heaters ready to go, so give her a call. Joe in Weaverville has clear pearl and dyed kerosene at the pump, also taking orders for home delivery. Robin is very busy in Corning with all her ag customers, and she is also taking orders for home deliveries. If you've been thinking about another way to heat your home, give us a call, and we can show you how to keep warm this winter. Northern Lights Energy in Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
We are back at Thompson Field for tonight's football game. The Shasta High Wolves taking on the Foothill Cougars. As Ron and I already talked about a couple of moments ago, there's some possible playoff implications, or it's the whole schedule of playoffs is going to start shaping up each and every week now. Ron and I are going to talk about players here for just a couple of seconds. There's still 10 minutes left before game time. So, Ron, who do you want to talk about first?
Well, let's start with Shasta, since they're the home team here. Well, first of all, they have a very good quarterback. Kyle Kapnese is a action player from day one. He does a lot of rollouts, and he's a good passer. But I think the real strength that we've seen now in the last couple of weeks with Shasta, they have very, very fine runners. They have three in particular that we have seen the last couple of weeks is really making great yardage, led by Justin Hellier. He's a very, very, he's a senior. In fact, he was out here on the field a moment ago with his parents. He is not terribly big, but he's strong, and he will get like 6 or 7 yards almost every carry. So he's one of their running backs. He's an excellent running back. And so what happens is that Kapnese is the he's operating oftentimes with one running back behind him, gets the ball and the shotgun, hands it off, and Justin Hellier is one of his great runners. In addition to that, we've seen a number of sweep plays with Alex Schneider, very fast junior. So he's a great running back, and then he's also got Kyle Muckle, and we've seen him play. So Shasta High School backfield is going to be very fast and some very talented players.
Let's talk about Kyle Muckle for just a couple of seconds, because I got a feeling that we're going to be saying his name a lot tonight. Last week in the River Bowl, he caught 3 touchdowns and ran for another. His playing time has been increased throughout the season, and he is now, for Shasta, the leading receiver on the team with 17 catches, 261 yards, 6 scores to his credit. And there's a lot, and you know, we say that we're going to see a lot more of him, not just tonight. The kid's only a junior.
Right. He's a very good player. And over on the Foothill side, they also have a very talented quarterback, a junior Trent Banner. And this kid is, he's an excellent, excellent quarterback, also a scrambler. And he's got a couple kids behind him that really are good backs. We've seen them in action. And I think the one that impressed us the most, the first game, first couple of games, was Chris Murray.
Oh, boy, that kid can run. He can run. And go ahead if you got other running backs, and then we'll talk about receivers in a second.
Okay, because he's got Patrick Blake there to help him. And also tonight they're going to be using Silas Miranda. Now, these are just in the backfield, but they also have a great receiver.
They've got one of the best in the league, Ryan Terrace. Is his name. He leads the Northern Section with 10 touchdowns this year. He is second in receptions with 39, 676 yards on the season. He's a big play threat every down for the Cougars and is also one of the top defensive backs in the section with 4 interceptions on the year. So he plays on both sides of the ball. They really need Ryan Terrace to step up and have a really good game tonight. And, you know, we keep referring back to this up-tempo offense. And I've told everybody, And I'll tell you right now, if they are able to keep the pace with Shasta, this may be a good football game.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And what we found last week with Enterprise was that Enterprise hung in there for the first quarter. It was a competitive game for the first quarter, but that quickness of Shasta just he got to Enterprise and really slowed him down for their, especially in the second half. We saw them just taking advantage of the speed that they had, and Enterprise just couldn't keep it up.
All the seniors have been introduced and their parents introduced, and now both football clubs are on the field right now doing their warm-ups, and it's just very interesting to see. I love it when Foothill wears their white jerseys. They're wearing gray pants and white jerseys tonight. Shasta is wearing gray pants and purple jerseys, white numbers. It's looks like black or dark red numbers for Foothill, black helmets. Shasta's wearing their customary white helmet. And everybody's getting ready to go. We still have about 4.5 minutes to go. The band is going to come out. It looks like I saw them lining up, Ron. Oh, yeah, they're over there.
Yeah,
they're going to do the national anthem. So we're going to try to time this so we can play the national anthem for you to get this football game started. It's a little bit longer of a start time tonight. We're okay with that because the scene around us is wonderful. And we talked, you and Ron, you and I talked about this before we went on. There's lots of places to broadcast from. Nobody traditionally likes to be out in the bleachers with the fans, and I absolutely love it.
Yeah, no one likes it except us.
Yeah, and there's a couple of reasons for that. One, usually press boxes are all tight. They got opposing coaches and home team coaches, and they got stat people, and they got videographers, and they got all this stuff going on, announcers. And, we don't want to get in their way. But number two, I like being in the action. We can see the football game a lot better, I think.
Well, we can, and also we can hear the fans, both good and bad.
Right.
Because when the play doesn't go their way, we'll get a couple of guys.
We'll get some boos.
And that's always, we're part of the game out here.
Another thing that helps out, too, is, and this is the only place that I've seen in any game that we've done all year long, the referee is mic'd up.
Yes, he is.
Or the gentleman who's the boss. He's the guy in the white hat,
the
right?
The main official.
Yeah, so we will hopefully get to hear what the calls actually are. There's a great crowd here for Shasta. It's I wouldn't say it's a capacity crowd, but I think it's about 80-90% full right now. Foothill also has a very good crowd over there. So I think the crowd is going to play a very important game in this, or a very important part in this football game tonight.
They are. And this stadium is a beautiful setting. And down on the track, they have various sponsors recognized. And so for those people in the community that are supporting Shasta High School football, they're recognized right here in front of the whole crowd. Of course, the band is lined up down at the end zone. And Lou Polcari and his Shasta Wolves marching band is about ready to go. Shasta, of course, as you mentioned, in their beautiful purple and gray pants and white helmets, they're a very sharp-looking team. Foothill, of course, in their white, you can't miss them. So we're in for a great time, and I think the band's going to come on, so we ought to have the national anthem here pretty quick.
They're working their way out into position. Let's take a 30-second break, Jared, 30 seconds, and we'll be right back with the national anthem here at Thompson Field on KCNR.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended. Beauty doesn't have to be thirsty. Rethink your garden. Talk with plant experts and shop for drought-tolerant plants, California natives, and hard to find perennials. Members save 30% and non-members save 20% through November 14th. The Turtle Bay Nursery is open Fridays and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you miss the official sale, you can still take advantage of these great prices at the perfect time of year to plant. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Back here at Thompson Field, it's Ron Largent and Gary Moore on KCNR. Team captains are out there right now, and Kyle Cadeny is one of those for Shasta. They're doing the coin toss right now, and then we will get ready for the national anthem. The referee is showing them heads and tails. There's the call. They flip the coin. We'll give you the results of that as soon as they identify it, and we'll find out who's going to be going from left to right and right to left. Okay, it looks like Shasta is going to be going from on the radio or from our left to our right.
Shasta foot won the toss, elected to receive.
There you go. Shasta won the toss, elected to receive. Foothill will be moving from our right to our left for the first period, and the band moves into position. This is one of my favorite parts, high school band. You and I talk about music. You're involved with music a lot. I've been in the music business for like 30-something years, and when you see a really good high school band, it is thrilling.
It really is. And they're coming out. They've got a good-looking band this year, and they always have a good band here at Chester. It goes back many years. But this band is in a kind of a rebuilding stage, and they've got a bunch of new kids in there, and they sound real good. So I think we're just about ready for the national anthem.
Here we go.
Shasta High School marching band, please remove your hats.
Let's play some football. Ron, you ready?
Oh, this is going to be a good game. And by the way, if you're out there coming in, you've still got plenty of time. Make your way in. It's going to be starting in a couple minutes, but you'll see the first quarter without any difficulty, and there's plenty of seats left in the side on at the end of the stadium here.
Lots of them, and there's plenty over at the Foothill side, too. So two local football teams are in the toughest league. We talked about this several times already. They are in the toughest league there is in the section. And tonight is going to be a season changer and a direction changer, depending on what Shasta does, depending on what Chico does, depending on what Pleasant Valley does. One of those teams down in Chico tonight are going to lose, and somebody is going to remain undefeated. And if Shasta wins tonight, they'll be tied for the second-place position with whoever loses down there in Pleasant Valley and Chico.
Right, and Shasta knows that, obviously. The coach has been mentioning that all week. And, of course, Foothill, I had a chance to go over and watch them at their final warm-up. They're pumped up. They would like to knock off Shasta tonight.
I was talking to Coach Brown in the pregame show, and we briefly revisited the game last week where they took a pretty good beating down in Pleasant Valley. And he says, you know what, we just made some mistakes. That's all there was to it. And, you know, mistakes, we talked about this several times already. When penalties happen and when turnovers happen, that is usually the difference in the football game.
That's it. A couple of breaks, especially in that first part of the game. So we're ready to go, it looks like.
We are ready to go. Kickoff from our right to our left. Here comes the approach. There's the boot. It goes deep. right down to about the 3-yard line, and that is picked up by number 42. He's up to the 20 and just crossed it down to the 23. That's Alec Schneider. You mentioned him in the pregame show. So he sets the pace and the tone, and Shasta will move from our left to our right, and they are already up on the ball.
A very quick offense, as we've mentioned before. The snap will be within 1.5 seconds from the time the official gives it go. So let's see how fast they're going to be here, whether that defense can cope with it.
All right, first snap of the football game. That's a handoff up the middle to Justin Hellyer, and he'll gain about 3 or 4 on the play.
And we're going to hear a lot about him tonight because he was a big runner last week. They're up to the play already.
There it is. Snap ready to go. Katniss takes the snap. Same play. Fake same play. Hands it off over to the right-hand side to Alex Schneider. He was the kickoff returner. He'll pick it up to just across the 31. It'll be third down.
Foothill has some big guys on that defense. They're using a 5-man line up front. They're trying to cope with this. 4 linebackers, 1 cornerback safety.
Some big boys down there. All right, up on the ball. It is handed off.
Number 42.
Wow. Schneider again, and he didn't pick up anything. He may have lost a yard or so. And that's something uncharacteristic that we've not seen from Shasta. They go 3 and out on their first drive, and they're in back in the punting formation.
It says something about that Foothill defense that came to play. They're using 5-man front, rushing 5 men.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's a fake? Nope. Now it's a kick. They do that often, and that ball will go out at about the 40, 39-yard line of Foothill. Back to receive that time was number 2, Silas Miranda. We'll be saying his name a lot tonight. And now Foothill goes to work.
And they run a spread offense with multiple options. So it's a play-action type of operation. The quarterback will get the ball, either handoff or fade, one way or the other. And sometimes straight back, Trent Banner is back there at quarterback.
Banner takes the snap, throws it off to the right-hand side. That looks like Miranda possibly, and he'll pick up 1 or 2. Make that number 6, Patrick Blake. They're getting Patrick Blake involved early tonight.
Yeah, he's a good runner, and quarterback Banner will. Now, that was very fast delivery, so he gets the ball, maybe looks a little bit to his left, and then throws to the right. Very quick.
Same setup, 2 wide to the left, 2 wide to the right. Blake over on the left-hand side. They hand it off right up the middle, and they run into a wall of purple.
And again, now the Shasta defense, they're starting with, they have 4 down linemen, and then they have the 5 roving linebackers. And really, there's only 1 safety out there, and he's almost up like a cornerback. In fact, there's no safety out there right now.
Okay, so a little bit different setup. This time, they've got 3 guys wide to the left. 1 in the slot on the right, 1 wide to the right. Banner back to pass. He completes it to Patrick Blake up the 46-yard line. So that's not quite enough for a first down, probably about a yard short.
Yeah, that's a good play. 2 receivers on the left. Both of them went down about 6-7 yards, and then one cut to the right, 1 cut to the left. So 1 of them took the cornerback with him, and the other was open.
They're mixing it up. So the ball on the left hash mark, that's to our side. And Trent Banner's got 2 in the backfield, 2 wide left, and he fakes the quick pass and keeps it, goes right up the middle, and he's got enough for a first down. Foothill. 9:04 left to play in the first period.
That was a good play. He started to his left, saw that the hole filled up, cut back to the right, kind of like off right tackle, and made about 5 yards on the carry. It was a good play. Good performance on his part because he saw that line fill up in front of him.
There's a big difference in offenses. I'll talk about that right after this play. And now this time, Trent Banner is up right over center. He drops right back to pass, and he is hammered and brought down at the 35.
And there's that Shasta line. That was a linebacker that came through, and just not enough offensive linemen to stop him with that roving linebackers like that.
The difference in the 2 offenses that we've already seen, Shasta's in that hurry-up, which we're familiar with. Foothill waits for the play to come in from the sidelines every time. They know what they're doing. They look confused, but they're really not. They're just waiting for the play to come in.
Right, and they're also much more of a spread option today so far than what we saw with Shasta.
Okay, so we got three receivers to the right, one wide to the left, one man in the backfield. Banner back to pass. He looks over the middle, nowhere to go, and he's going to go down again. He barely makes it back up to the 39, and it's going to be third and a long way to go.
Yeah, Shasta defense, they're very quick to the ball. They're using four down linemen, and then they have these four roving linebackers. They move back and forth. It's hard for the offense to figure out where they need to block. And that's what's happening. Those linebackers are filling that the space in between guard and tackle, and there's no running room there.
On the setup we're looking at here, it looks like Banner wants to throw a lot tonight. Two to the left, three out to the white. Banner back to pass. Just before he gets hit, he throws it out to the left-hand side, and that's incomplete.
And that was a blitz from the left cornerback. Nobody touched him.
Ryan Terrace, the intended receiver. And so now Foothill goes three and out. That's something we haven't seen here.
No. It's an interesting beginning here because we're seeing the spread defensive setup for Shasta working very fine against the Foothill offense.
Justin Hellyer back to receive the punt at the 20-yard line. There's the snap. There's the kick. Not a bad kick. It's going to take a bounce at the 30, and it'll take a Shasta bounce and come to a dead stop right about the 33-yard line. So now Shasta will take over. 7:19 left to play in the first, and it'll be first and 10 for the Shasta Wolves.
So with 7 minutes and 19 seconds left, 0-0, we're seeing the Shasta offense come to the line. Again, very quick, ready to go.
They don't mess around, man. The chain gang's waiting and on the referees. The referees, you know, it's a tough game. You got to be in shape to do this. There is the handoff over to the left-hand side to number 4, Kellen McDonald, and he is clobbered.
Yeah, very nice cornerback play there.
They may have lost 4 or 5 on that one.
I think so. On Foothill, the cornerback held his position, saw the movement going in his direction, and made the tackle.
All right, so Cadenese now has his team up, and there's the snap, a little bit of a wobbly snap. He passes it over the middle to the right-hand side. He's got a guy open. That is number 4 of Kellen McDonald. Not quite enough for a first down, but it's probably going to be about third down and less than right about 3, maybe 4. Yeah, it's 3rd and 4. Cadenese set to take the snap, man in motion. He hands it off up the middle to Hellyer. And, man, Hellyer, he may as well have just walked into a Mack truck just then.
Yeah, that Foothill defensive line is holding up very well for that run. He didn't go anyplace on that. In fact, he lost, a couple yards.
You know, they say people come to watch the offense, but defense is the name of the game. And so far, that is the case here tonight. They tried to do this little run to the right, run to the left, fake a pass, fake, and he tried to do the same thing that time, and the punt was blocked. So Foothill blocks the punt and recovers it inside the Shasta territory. They should be marking the ball right around the 42.
Good field position for the Cougars now. And again, they are using multiple options, so we don't really know what their setup is going to be until they actually move to the ball. But he's been spreading out. He's been using 2 and 3 receivers on both sides.
Ball's at the 36-yard line, Shasta's territory. There's the snap. Back to pass. Got a guy downfield, and it's incomplete down at about the 8-yard line.
Trent Banner, the quarterback, had plenty of time on that. He just led him about a yard too far.
Once again, his target was Ryan Terrace. We built him up in the pregame, and we haven't seen it yet, but I know it's coming.
One more yard, he would have had a score on that.
He had his guy beat, for sure. Pass a little bit overthrown right there. It'll be 2nd down and 10 for the Cougars. 5:56 left to play in the first period. We'll try to keep you updated on the Chico Pleasant Valley game as we get that information into you. It's a perfect night for football. Temperature's perfect. It's not cold. It's not warm. It's just beautiful outside. We love this place.
2 in the backfield with Trent now. Let's see what he's going
to
do here.
And he's got 1 receiver to the left, 1 out to the right. Here comes the blitz. Back to pass goes Banner. He does the same play over to the right-hand side. Overthrows him again this time. Incomplete. It was intended for Patrick Blake, number 6.
But Trent Banner, the quarterback, has plenty of time. So that offensive line is holding on that charging Shasta, and they're coming fast, too. So good offensive line so far.
5:51 left in the first period. There's no score here at Thompson Field. It's the Shasta Wolves against the Foothill Cougars. And Trent Banner, who's wearing two different color shoes, one left, one right. I think the right one's all covered up in tape. That's what I'm looking at here. Back to pass is Banner. He looks over to the left-hand side, intended for Ryan Terrace at the 25, and that is incomplete.
Well, he had Ryan open. It was just a pass with little too much action on that pass because he had Ryan wide open.
I think they're working out some nervous bugs right now?
I think so. It looks like maybe, their plays are working. They're just not quite, he's not quite on target, but he's very close. And with a quarterback like he is, he can bring it around without much trouble.
Three receivers out to the right. One of those is Patrick Blake, number six. Two on the left. Back to pass goes Banner. Banner is hammered down near midfield. That's a huge loss of about 12 yards.
And what happened there, those roving linebackers, two linebackers busted through. So you actually had six players rushing the passer. And he didn't have a chance. He didn't even set up. They were on him. And the other thing about the Shasta defense, they're very fast. And those linebackers are almost like running backs. They come across there so fast.
There's the snap and the handoff over to the right-hand side. And he's across the 50. Down to about the 47-yard, and that's going to be Kyle Muckle. Gets in the game and makes some things happen to get things started. That's a gain. About second and five is what it'll be. Academy is already ready to take the snap. Man in motion. And the handoff goes over to the left-hand side, Kellen McDonald, and he's got some room to run. He's down to the 40, 35, almost down to the 20 before he's finally brought out of bounds.
He's very, very fast. He went around, got around the end of the line, cut in, and what happened was that the cornerbacks, both cornerbacks, actually overran him, and he cut in as they ran into the backfield, he cut in right in front of them.
Shasta off on the ball. They're just waiting on the chain gang. And there's the snap, and it's fumbled snap, and they'll fall on it. That'll be number five. Justin Hellier falls on the ball. So after a big game, little slippery finger right there, and they may have lost a couple, two or three on the play. It'll be second down.
And what happened with Foothill, they did exactly what they were coached to do on that last play. Hold your position. The problem was McDonald is so fast.
All right. Once again, handoff over to the right-hand side, and that's Justin Hellier. He's down to the five, and he dives into the end zone. We'll see what the call is. And that is a touchdown, Shasta.
We've seen Justin Hellier now for the first time. He does not come down easily. It takes two or three guys to bring him down.
He probably could have made it without diving, but he had a guy diving at his feet, and he dove at the exact same time, and he jumped over the goal line for 6 points, Shasta.
And he's not that big, 5'7", 165. But he is a senior. He's very strong. Obviously, been in the weight room.
Extra point set to go. Here comes the snap right now for Shasta. The ball is placed. It's down. The kick is up, and it is good. And with 4:29 left to play, it's Shasta 7, Foothill nothing. And we'll take a 60-second timeout and be right back at KCNR.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Kyle DeFore here from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. We'd like to welcome all veterans, active duty military personnel, and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store on Veterans Day, November 11th, as our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. And be sure to come out Friday, November 6th, when KCNR 1460's own Carl and Linda Bott will be broadcasting live from Mighty Fine, 7 to 9 a.m. Mighty Fine Foods is locally owned and operated, located at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Back at Thompson Field, just in time for the kickoff. Silas Miranda takes it at about the 15, is up to the 20 and the 25. He's now across the 30 up to about the 33-yard line. So a good return for Silas Miranda, and Foothill will have a first and 10 situation.
We'll see their multiple option offense come into play. And as we talked during the break, Banner is a good passer. He's got a great receiver, and they were just a couple steps off from having a touchdown on that passing. So we'll see what happens here now.
Okay, so typical set, two guys wide to the right, two guys wide to the left, one in the backfield. And Trent Banner set to take the snap. He'll hand it off up the middle, and he'll just barely get across the line of scrimmage, gain of about two.
So Enterprise defense is hanging in there now with, Shasta defense is hanging in there with four down linemen, four linebackers, and they're bringing their safety up. He's actually in kind of a second cornerback position, so they're wide open on the deep pass.
Trent Banner has got two receivers to the right, two to the left, and one of the backfield. He throws it deep down onto the right-hand side, and it's still overthrown. Good coverage by Shasta that time. Patrick Blake, the intended receiver.
But that long pass, again, if he connects on that, those are 20-yard, 30-yard passes.
We saw him do that with Ryan Terrace at one of the game that we did out at Foothill when they played Red Bluff. And, man, if Ryan Terrace gets behind you, you better call it good, especially if it's a good pass, because he's going all the way. 3:50 left to play in the first. It's Shasta 7, Foothill nothing. And Trent Banner brings his club up to the line. Two receivers to the left, two to the right, one now in motion. That's Silas Miranda. He's in motion over to the right-hand side. Pass over the middle, and that is caught for not too much of a gain, not enough for a first down right now. 22 player. That's Brian Harvey.
Yeah, and Shasta went to a man-to-man defense on that, and the linebacker stayed with that receiver, and sure enough, on the screenplay just didn't work because the defender was right on him.
Be fourth down and two for Foothill. And they're back in the punting formation. I believe that might be Justin Hellyer back to receive the kick. He stands at his 20, same exact spot as it was before. Kick is up, good hang time, and a terrible bounce for Foothill. Terrible bounce. They lost 10 yards on the bounce, and the ball's up near midfield at about the 47 now for Shasta.
Good field position, so we'll see what Shasta does on this series. Now, in that last series, what happened was that the score was that they worked on the center of the line and then did the end around, and that's where Hellyer took it. And once he gets going, he's hard to stop.
All right, first and 10. Shasta, pass, quick one over to the left-hand side. That goes to Kyle Muckle. Muckle picks up about 7 yards on the play.
That was a good play. 5 yards down, cut to the outside. Kennedy saw Muckle and hit him, and here again, a 5-6 yard gain on that.
Oh, handoff over to the right-hand side. There might have been a fumble on that play right now. Foothill's indicating that they got it. We'll let them cover it up, and that is the call. Foothill got the fumble, recovered it.
And what happens on that, well, they're so fast back there that Kamnes gets the ball and he has a runner immediately go past him and tries to give it to the second running back that comes by him. And if he doesn't get that clean handoff, it'll fumble. And that's exactly what happened.
Okay, so first turnover of the game. We'll see if that makes a difference. Foothill puts three guys out to the left-hand side. Miranda is one of them. Blake, the other. Quick pass over to the left-hand side, and that's a double pass, and there's wide open for Miranda. Look at him go. 20-10. He's at the 5, and he just strolls in for a touchdown, Foothill.
Well, it was a beautiful trick play, if you want to call it that, but it worked.
That's exactly what it was. It was a trick play.
Because Banner was so close to getting tackled in the backfield by that blitz.
Wow.
Very nicely done. And he was wide open. He had 10 yards open.
I don't even remember who threw the ball. I think it may have been Patrick Blake over here, and it wasn't really a good pass at all. No. But there wasn't a guy within 20 yards of Silas Miranda on that. And he burned rubber down to the 5, and then he just trotted into the end zone, made it look easy. 2:21 on the clock, first period. Extra point. They're set up. There's the snap, the placement, the kick. It's up, and it's good. Ron, and this football game is tied at 2:21 left to play. 7-7. We'll be back in 60 seconds on KCNR.
This is Brian. Local businesses in partnership with Reading Peace Officers Association are launching We Back the Blue Reading. Show support with free decals and t-shirts for donations. Official launch, November 4th, 10 a.m. at Sign Stations, 2550 Alfredo Way.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45s baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Oh, come on. All right, here we're back at Thompson Field. There's the kickoff. Great return right there. All the way down into Foothill territory at about the 45. I think, Ron, that may have been Dakota Veal or Jake Walker on the return.
Very nice return. Followed his blockers, and boy, he got some good yardage. There was about a 35-40 yard return.
It was, and he went right up the middle on that too. So Shasta wasting no time. Kyle Cadney has got his ball club up on the field. Schneider in motion. Cadney hangs on to it, and he is brought down for about a 3 yard loss down at the 49.
He was waiting for somebody to get open, and nobody got open. Foothill defense is really coming to play here.
They're pushing.
They're doing very well. They're holding him back.
That's a big defensive line we're looking at. Here comes the blitz right now, right up the middle. And the ball goes to number three, Kyle Muckle, and he'll get it back almost to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, very good cornerback play there. Foothill looked very good on that particular play. Jackson Cisnero held his position very well, made the tackle.
There's the snap, back to pass. Katniss looks over to the left-hand side. He's got a guy, that is Kyle, or make that Justin Hellyer, and he's immediately brought down for a huge loss.
And that's Brian Harvey, again, the cornerback holding their position. When they see what's happening, they move to the ball. Very good defensive play on the part of Foothill.
This is a good defensive game. I'm loving it. 108 left to play. Score is tied at 7, first quarter. It's Shasta, the host team for the Foothill Cougars tonight. Fourth down for Shasta. They're in the punting formation. He'll do the fake run around, and now he'll kick it. Nice kick down to the outside. That will go out of bounds somewhere near the 25. We'll find out where they mark it. They'll mark it. We'll let you know. Referee looks a little bit confused right there, too. It looked like a longer punt than it was, and they're going to mark it at about the 27-yard line.
It was the punt went out of bounds there, but it kind of threw everybody off. But what Foothill is doing on that defensive set is they're doing much what Chester's doing. They have these moving linebackers, so it's hard to get a fix on where their defense is.
So we'll see what Trent Banner's got. He's got receivers to the right, two of them, one to the left. Miranda goes in motion. They hand it off to him over to the right-hand side. He's trying to get around the corner. He barely gets around the corner before he's brought out of bounds at about the 32.
He's fast, but that defensive core of Shasta was moving right with him. So the cornerback on the left side of the Shasta defense was step for step with him, and he just couldn't get around him.
Well, correct that they marked the ball at the 30, so it's about a 2 yard gain on the play. Miranda ran about 40 yards. Ooh. Banner took a snap, didn't even see it coming, and he hands it off, and the ball carrier of Harvey gets hammered right away. No gain.
Now, the Chester defense, as we mentioned, they're using, they're now in a, looks like a three down lineman. They're using four linebackers to cover for that run. And then the cornerbacks are holding their position, so it's hard for them to run around the either end.
Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Miranda's one of them on the left-hand side. Snap goes to Banner. He immediately throws it out to the left flat, and there's Miranda. He gets it up at the 35, but he's immediately brought down by number 41.
And
Ratavian Matthews brings him down.
And Matthews was assigned to cover him, so he stayed with him, gave him about 5 yards. As soon as he saw the ball coming to him, he charged.
Be a fourth down and 3 for Foothill, and that will wrap up the first quarter. Score is tied at 7. Great football game, a defensive battle, and we'll be back in 60 seconds on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's Customer Appreciation Days at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
It's Redding Kia's lowest price of the year on a 2015 Kia Optima. Now $19,495 after $2,000 customer cash incentive and $400 military incentive.
$19,495 for a brand new Kia Optima. ID 12266. 57 Optimas in stock and on the way.
2015 Kia Souls as low as $14,995. ID 15423. After $500 customer cash incentive, $400 military incentive, the brand new Soul for $14,995.
Get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kias in stock and 2016 Sorentos, too.
0% offered requires financing through Kia Motors Finance and approval of credit subject prior sale ends November 2nd, plus tax, license, and government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges.
Discover the new Kia today, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding.
ReddingKia.com.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Back here at Thompson Field, it's the Shasta Wolves 7, Foothill Cougars 7, beginning of the second quarter. And there was a... Oh, that'll be an encroachment on the defense, and that will give Foothill a first down. We see that a lot this year, Ron. What they do is if it's a fourth and short, they will, you know, do a quick count or something and draw the defense offside. That's exactly what happened that time. Handoff goes over to the left-hand side. I believe that might be Harvey, Brian Harvey, the 20, the ball carrier. He'll pick up possibly 5.
Beautiful fake and handoff there by Banner. He's a good-looking quarterback. He does handoff. He is very nice on that.
He did it quick, too. Trent Banner, quarterback for Foothill. He's got one guy in the backfield, 3 guys out to the right, 1 guy wide to the left. Quick pass over to the right-hand side, and it is dropped. Patrick Blake, that is uncharacteristic of him.
And he had a good 5 yards, had he. But, you know, as we say in youth, we see it in youth football and baseball, don't run until the ball's in your hand. And he was already running before he had the ball. So it was an incomplete pass, and looks like 3rd and about 6, doesn't it?
Right about 3rd and 6 is correct. We'll see what Trent Banner, he's back to pass, fades over to the right-hand side, throws it over the middle. He's got a guy, that's Miranda, and Miranda hit by his own guy and drops the ball.
It was a beautiful play. They had receiver coming from the opposite side. And unfortunately, they both were heading for the ball. I think both of them thought it was going to be thrown to them.
It was a cross pattern by one of them, and Miranda had his hand on the ball, and he just bumped into his own guy, and that knocked it right out. So now we'll have a fourth down situation again, 4th and 6 for Foothill. They're in the punting formation. Justin Hellyer back to receive it. He's standing right about his 18-yard line. Patrick Blake, the punter. He gets off mediocre punt that down and bounces at about the 38-yard line and bounces out of bounds. So 11:15 to go in the first half. It's still 7-7. Both teams doing very good. We talked about it being a defensive battle, and that's exactly what it is.
Yes, both teams are showing excellent defensive play and shutting down two really pretty fast offenses on both sides.
You got to pay attention when Chats is playing, man. They're right up on the ball and ready to rock. Katniss takes the snap. Has the guy in motion. That's Schneider. Hands it off over to the right-hand side. A little bit of running room. Not much, but he'll bring it out to about the 44-yard line.
He's fast. He goes over that. He goes through that off tackle, and the linemen barely have a chance to react. The linebackers are the ones that are moving in there on the part of Foothill, but they're so fast.
Justin Hellyer getting a lot of activity here tonight. There's the snap, and it's a fake handoff and a pass over to Schneider, and it is dropped at midfield, incomplete.
Pass was a little high. Schneider took 5 yards, cut to the outside, and turned around, and there was the pass, but a little high.
So Shasta keeping the tempo. They're up on the ball right now. Wide receiver to left, one wide to the right. Man in motion to the left. And that is going to be Kyle Muckle, number four. He does a quick dance, dives back to the right, moves over. He's down to the 30-yard line before it took three Foothill Cougars to bring him down at about the 28.
We talked about Kyle up front, very fast. Another one, three running backs, all three of them very fast and not terribly big, but they're strong and they can move. And that's a good example of that quick opening play.
They're just waiting on the chains to move. The ball is up. Schneider is in motion left to right. Handoff is faked up the middle and a quick pass over to the right-hand side, and he's incomplete. Schneider was a low pass, couldn't have caught it. 10:32 left to play in the first half. It's 7-7. Good football game here, Shasta and Foothill. Cadney set to go. One man in the backfield. Schneider in motion. Again, he'll hand it off right up the middle. That is Justin Hillier, and he gets through the line down to the 15 and down to the 14-yard line. Good pickup and another first down, Shasta.
And what we saw there was exactly what we were talking about. He was hit at the line, shook it off, kept going. Linebackers got him, shook off that, and he was actually brought down by a safety.
I think I saw a juke in there.
It was beautifully run.
That was nice. Cadney set to go. He'll take the snap. He's got Schneider in motion again. Same exact play right up the middle on the right-hand side. And Hillier down to the 5-yard line.
Again, we've seen a lot of good running backs, but Hillier is right there among the very best. His moves are just great.
Two plays right in a row. They got the exact same result out of both of them. Cadney's now set to take the snap. Schneider in motion. He fakes it to Hillier this time, keeps it, and gets it down to about the 2.
You like to watch Cadney's run. He gets right behind that lineman. He's on his back. He's pushing him. That's the guard. He's right on him.
Nothing better than being behind an offensive guard. Those boys are big, and they're usually pretty quick. So this time, Cadney's is right up over center again, and he'll take the snap. And he'll hand it off right up the middle, and there might be a fumble out there. Foothill is indicating that they've got the ball. And Foothill does recover the football. Another turnover.
And what did we say a few moments ago? Mistakes can make the game. I mean, they had a touchdown wrapped up right there, but
they usually, you know, when you see a lot of penalties, which is great, we haven't seen any penalties yet tonight, except for maybe one offside play or encroachment. Usually when penalties and turnovers hurt you the most, it's in the fourth quarter. Right. We've had two turnovers already here in the first half, and that could come back to bite them later on. It's possible. You never really know for sure. And now Foothill deep in their own end zone right now, and the snap goes to Silas Miranda, and he's going to be brought down.
This is good. That's a safety. Looks like a safety.
I think he made it right over the goal line. It'll be second down.
Oh, boy. It is right on the goal line.
We'll let the crowd tell the story right here. How about that?
That's why we like to be out here. It looks like it is right on.
Love it.
What is it?
Foothill takes a timeout. We'll take a 60-second timeout. 9:23 left to play in the first half. Score is tied at 7 on KCNR.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m. Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teens safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Back at Thompson Field, quick pass out to the left-hand side. Not quite enough for the first down, but the good news about that, Ron, is they had got themselves some working room, and they're out of the end zone.
They did. That's a very risky pass because if that cornerback had 2 yards on it, it would have been a touchdown for the defense, but a good play on the part of Foothill. Good call.
Okay, so third down and 4. 2 men in the backfield. Banner takes it. Hands it off over to the right-hand side. Ball carrier up across the 10, up to about the 13, possibly enough for a first down.
And that play, he's following a running back plus a pole lineman. So there's three up, two of them in front of him. He got good yardage, made that first down.
Harvey, the ball carrier, and he's got enough for another Foothill first down. So they are on the move at in deep in their own territory. Ball on the 13-yard line. Foothill moving from our left to our right. Trent Banner in the backfield with one other guy. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Quick pass over to the right-hand side. That goes to Patrick Blake. He's up to the 20 and 25, and he's brought down at the 27-yard line.
He's very quick. Once he catches that ball, he starts moving. And he was the one that dropped it a few moments ago. He was running before he got the ball, but that time he waited, and boy, and then he took off.
You know, it is that exact play where they did the trick play a little while ago. And it's very, and those quick passes out to the right gives them an opportunity to throw if there's a man downfield.
Right.
So they might be trying to set Shasta up for the same situation. There's the snap. Handoff is faked. Banner keeps it. He's out to about the 32. About a 5 or 6 yard gain on that.
He made a good move there. He's a good little runner. He's a good quarterback. He's also a junior, so we'll see more. We'll see him next year.
He's looking really strong tonight. 7:56 left to play in the first half. 7-7 score is tied here at Thompson Field.
The Enterprise defense is now, they're putting six men up on the front line.
And Trent Banner takes the snap. He looks at a pass over the middle, and it's almost intercepted in and out of the hands of number 10, Cody Lifthalt.
I mentioned the Enterprise defense. I was speaking of the Shasta defense because they're really on the ball here, and they're very, very effective in trying to shut down the center. But what Foothill's doing is running right around the outside.
So far, all the games that we've done this season, Ron, have been high-scoring games. I'm really liking this football game. It's tied at 7 with 7:38 left to play in the first half. Quick pass over to the right-hand side goes to Patrick Blake. He looks for one guy. He spins around. He's out to the 31, possibly the 32. They may have lost a yard on that.
See, that defense of Shasta, they go to the ball, and that's what J.C. Hunsaker stresses so much in his practices. Go to the ball. And so on that case, he caught the ball, had three defenders on him immediately.
Here's what we were talking about last week, and I asked Coach about this in the pregame show. The ball's at the 32. Coach is all the way at the other end of the field down here at the 40, and I asked him about it, and he goes, I got a better vantage point.
Right.
I got a better vantage. I can see how my guys are blocking. I can see how the holes are opening. Terrible snap, but the punt gets kicked good by Patrick Blake. Not a bad punt. It'll bounce, and it'll take a very good Foothill bounce all the way down to the 21-yard line where they'll down it. Nice job.
Well, you mentioned we're seeing a defensive game. I didn't expect this. I thought we would see two very high-powered offenses, but both defenses are coming and really holding down the score. You're doing a great job. It is a defensive struggle, no question about it.
We talked to Coach Brown earlier, and he said, boy, the keys to the game for us, we got to stop the run. You know, obviously you got to stop the run because they got some quick guys, but they are staying right with them. So it'll be first down for Katniss. Well, they're all confused up in the middle. He throws over the middle, got a guy, but he got all turned and twisted around. Kyle Muckle, that ball is incomplete.
Yeah. Had Kyle turned a little bit, little faster turn on that thing, he would have had a good pass completion there for about 30 yards.
Set to go, Katanese. Had a guy in motion, and he stopped them, and it looks like they're going to call a timeout. Shasta, let's take a 30-second timeout so we don't miss anything. 30 seconds, and we'll be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Kyle DeFore here from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. We'd like to welcome all veterans, active duty military personnel, and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store on Veterans Day, November 11th, as our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. And be sure to come out Friday, November 6th, when KCNR 1460's own Carl and Linda Bott will be broadcasting live from Mighty Fine, 7 to 9 a.m. Mighty Fine Foods is locally owned and operated, located at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Okay, back here at Thompson Field. Ready to go. 6:43 left to play. Score is tied 7. The ball just over the 20-yard line. And Kyle Cadenese. Got guys wide to the right, one guy to the left. In motion goes Kyle Muckle. And he picks up a few right there. He's near the 30, but he's brought back down at about the 27.
A lot of purple shirts on that again. The defense is watching that moving back there, and then they all head for the ball.
Set to go. It's 3rd and 6 for Shasta. Flag on the play.
Foothill defense is doing really. We almost have a carbon copy of defensive sets here. We have four down linemen on both sides, and then they're using these linebackers, and they're moving around. Cornerbacks are all over. Shasta's ready to go.
That was a false start on Shasta. That'll back him up 5 yards. It'll be 3rd and 10. Cadenese now in the pass look. He drops right back, looks over the middle. And he's got a great catch by number 4, Kellen McDonald. That was concentration. Boy, great reception.
He had two defenders on him. Went right up between the two of them. Grabbed that and came down. A good gain, about a 15-yard gain.
He had it in his hands and then bobbled it, and his back hit the ground, and the ball fell right on his chest. That was a complete pass. Very nice, and another first down for Shasta. And there goes Muckle over to the left-hand side. He's still got the ball. He's across midfield. He's at the 40 now, down to the 35 and the 34-yard line. Shasta, nice move.
Again, Muckle is...
Kellen McDonald. I'm sorry, it was Kellen McDonald on the run there.
They're both the same size, 165.9, but they're both so fast. They're similar runners, and they just they make about 10 yards after they get hit. They either...
Got a flag on the play.
That hurts.
And they're backing them up, so that could be possibly a holding call. All right. Two penalties. Illegal block in the back on Shasta and holding on Shasta.
Boy. That hurts.
So
that would be 40 yards right
there.
Yeah,
you can't take them both. So they'll take the holding call, and they'll back them up 10 yards, so they're down to right about the 25-yard line.
And they have to be to the 50 to get the first.
And they lost 45 yards on that little episode right there. That's a tough break. Handoff goes to the right-hand side to Kyle Muckle. Muckle brings it up to the 38.
Now, what's happening there on that offense, Shasta is pulling that guard, plus the running back is leading the blocking. So on the cornerbacks on the foothill, they're just being run over because they have three coming at one.
Oh, there was a mess right there. That's going to be a false start or a motion call.
Blow the whistle! Delay a game.
Oh, delay a game. That's not what I expected at all.
No, that doesn't follow. I don't think the crowd likes that call either.
They don't. What I don't know if it was legible or not, but what the crowd is saying, it's a hurry up offense. Keep up the pace.
Right, exactly.
And that's frustrating for a team that moves like they do. Shasta doing a good job, Schneider and Mosen, and he's off to the races. He looks for a deep pass over the middle, and that is intercepted by Silas Miranda at the 38-yard line.
Very good defensive play. The coaching always says, keep your eye on that ball if you're a defender. Turn that head around. And Silas looked around, and it was for two of them going for the ball, and he just won out. Very good defensive play.
So it'll be 1st and 10 for Foothill, moving from our left to our right, ball at their own 38-yard line. 5:29 left to play, first half. Score is tied at 7. Best football game we've done all year.
This is good. Lots of good athletes out there.
There's the snap. Banner passes it out to Miranda on the left-hand side. He's barely makes it up to the line of scrimmage before he is brought down.
That was a good play, except that you've got Chester defense. They're very fast, so they were moving laterally with the play, and he couldn't make any forward yards on that.
Let's go, D!
We're seeing two excellent defenses here. They're both fast. They move with the ball. They're playing smart ball with two rather sophisticated formations offensively, like Foothill now.
Picked up a yard on that one. Banner back to pass. Straight drop. Throws it way downfield, and he's got an incomplete pass down at about the 30.
Again, Shasta defenders step for step with the receiver. And was that Ryan?
It was.
Yeah.
Ryan Terrace, the intended receiver.
He's a very good receiver, and yet that cornerback was with him step for step, showing the speed of the Shasta defense.
So they've thrown it to Terrace three times so far on deep patterns, and they've been overthrown every time. That was great coverage by Shasta there. Be third down and 9. Banner takes the snap, throws it over to the left-hand side in the flat, intended for Patrick Blake. Another incomplete pass.
Had Blake open. Trent Banner's not quite on as sharp as he was a couple of games ago. And he's just almost like he's a little excited there. He just can't quite get that pass right on target because his men are open. They're playing good ball. This is very good.
Be fourth and 9 for the Foothill Cougars. Patrick Blake, the punter, is back in a punt formation. I believe that's Justin Hellyer back at the 30-yard line, set to receive the punt. Oh, snap is high, and he has no choice but to hang on to it and run the ball. And he gets it up to the line of scrimmage and maybe a couple more, but that's all he's going to get before he's ran out of bounds at the 42.
That was a costly mistake again. The ball was hiked just too high. He had to jump up and get him. By the time he came down, the line was on him.
If he would have tried to get that punt off, it would have been blocked, for sure. So Shasta wasting no time. They're getting ready to go. Catanese got his team up on that ball right now. There's the snap. Handoff goes right up the middle. And nowhere to go is Hellyer, and he turned around and got hammered. He may have lost a yard on that one, maybe two.
Yeah, the Foothill, the center of the Foothill, they have some big guys up there at center lineman there. I guess he'd be off defensive guard. He's a big kid.
There's the snap. Catanese hands it off over to the right-hand side, and there's a fumble on the play. Kyle Muckle fumbled the ball. Foothill is indicating they have it. We'll let you know as soon as the referee gives us the official. And that ball has been recovered by Foothill. 3 turnovers.
Yeah. And you know what they're doing on the tackle? You can see they're going for the ball. They're
ripping
trying
it.
To get the ball. They're ripping it. And getting the helmet on that ball or ripping it out there, they just can't hold on to it. Especially on those wide sweeps like that, because he's working on his speed to get around the end.
Man, when Muckle dropped that ball or fumbled that ball, it bounced like 3 yards away from
it
him.
Did.
Trent Banner now with an opportunity to make something happen. He'll hand it off to Silas Miranda over on the right-hand side. He's got a bunch of people to beat. He's not going to do it. He's not even going to get back to the line of scrimmage, and he's brought down at the 39.
Now, there we saw a good textbook defense on the part of Shasta. They moved very nicely. As he was running towards us laterally, the defensive cornerbacks and the linemen for Shasta were step-for-step with him. Actually lost, 4 yards?
Looks like about 4. Yep, exactly. Second down, 14 to go. Trent Banner now. Has receiver 1 wide to the left, 1 to the right, and Shasta caught off guard, and they'll get a little encroachment penalty there, and that'll bring them back up, and it'll make it 2nd and 9.
They have, at that time, they had 7 on the line, and they were all getting a little too excited there. So 1 moved, and of course all 7 of them moved. You know, I think one of the things about football, high school football, they're kids. They're having a good time. They get excited, you know. They're just having a good time out there. And you can only be so disciplined, you know. Excitement does come in once in a while.
You're right about that. Patrick Blake over to the right-hand side. Banner back to pass. Looks over the middle and intended for Ryan Terrace, and that was incomplete.
A little bit high again.
A little bit overthrown, right.
At one of the games we called, we saw Trent Banner, and he was on target on every pass. Now, tonight, he's a little bit off. I think part of that has to do to probably just nerves. And, you know, it's the second quarter, but he'll settle down because his receivers are open. We're seeing that with Ryan. We saw that with with a, I think it was Patrick Blake was wide open too.
I'll make a comment about Coach Hunsaker in a second. I've made an observation. There's a pass over the middle. That is complete. Looks like it might be Patrick Blake. He's across midfield down to the 46-yard line, very close to the first down.
Yeah, and that's a very hard play to defend because Patrick Blake was way outflanked out in the deep man on the left side, took 5 yards and cut across the center. So that cornerback is chasing him, and if the pass is good, which it was right on target.
That's enough for a first down for Foothill. They're moving from our left to our right, 2:57 left to play in the first half. Score is still tied at 7. Coach Hunsaker has been pacing. He must have done at least a mile and a half already. And he's got into a deep throw down to the left-hand side. Nobody in sight. That's incomplete. And a flag on the play.
Crowd doesn't like that.
It's going to be a pass interference call. What we're hearing right now is the ball was not catchable. I mean, it was 5-6 yards away from being catchable.
Non-catchable ball!
There you go, see?
No,
I think they've got something there. You know, I would not have called that an interference because of that. Here again, we need the video replay.
Well, you got to love the crowd. All right, so Trent Banner now immediately drops back to pass. He looks over to the right-hand side, nothing. Now over to the left-hand side, he's got a guy, and it's incomplete at the 15. Right in and out of the hands of Ryan Terrace.
Now that is unusual. He had that one, and that was a great pass and a great catch. I just didn't hold on to it.
He was wide open. It hit him right in the hands, and I don't know if he heard footsteps. Nobody was close to him, 2 or 3 yards, but that's plenty of time to make the catch.
Delivery on the part of Trent Banner, quarterback, was great. He had the Shasta alignment all over him, but he got rid of it. It was a good pass. That's too bad.
Three receivers to the right for Trent Banner. He immediately looks to the right, hangs on to it, runs over to the left-hand side, and he's on the move. He runs into one guy and runs him over, and they run over the chain gang guy out of bounds, too. Close to a first down for Foothill.
You know, we've said this a couple of times. Trent Banner is a very good athlete. That was a good example. He saw that he could not have the time to deliver that pass, so he took off to his left, made a couple of good moves. What, 9-yard gain on that?
He made that decision in a split second, too. I mean, he knew that the three receivers he had on the right-hand side were not open at all. We got the same setup over here. Patrick Blake wide to the right. Silas Miranda there, too. Pass over to the middle, and that is incomplete. Tipped.
You know, they teach quarterbacks to look through your rotation, and he did. He looked to the right, got the defense looking to their left, spotted his receiver on the left, and threw to him, and it was tipped getting to the receiver. It would have been a great pass.
A good defensive back will key on the eye movement of the quarterback. And they did a really good, Shasta did a really good job of keying on there. Timeout, Foothill right now with 2:22 left to play. Score is tied at 7, and we'll be back in 30 seconds on KCNR.
Construction has begun. The Turtle Bay Exploration Park campus is going through major and exciting upgrades right now with the construction of the Sheraton Reading at the Sundial Bridge. What does that mean for our guests? A whole lot of changes for parking, traffic flow, and events for the coming months as we prepare to open Reading's first 4-star hotel. Find the most up-to-date information about construction and the hotel project at turtlebay.org/hotel. Plus follow Turtle Bay on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for photos and videos during the construction process. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful?
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Back here at Thompson Field, it's Gary Moore and Ron Largent on KCNR. 2:22 left to play in the first half, and the score is tied at 7. Foothill is down in the Shasta territory, right about the 23-yard line. And it'll be a quarterback sneak there, and that'll be enough for a Foothill first down, and the chains will move.
And again, what we're seeing there is Trent's right up under the quarter, under the center, and they just move off that ball fast. He's right behind him.
So they have reached the red zone. 2:07 left to play in the first half. Trent Banner, quarterback, takes a snap. He's looking to throw over to the right-hand side into the end zone. He's got Patrick Blake wide open, and that is complete for a touchdown, Foothill.
Beautiful connection again. Now, this was Trent Banner at his best, right on the target. And Patrick saw the ball coming, and the receiver did not get turned around fast enough. Beautiful play.
There was really tough coverage on that, too. I mean, he was right on him.
Right on him. He just did not turn around to see the ball quickly enough, and it was a beautiful pass.
So, Ron, interesting chain of events going on here at Thompson Field. Set to go for the extra point. Foothill lined up. There's the snap. It's a high snap. It's a fake snap is what it was. He's going for two. He'll run around to the left-hand side, and he will not make it.
That Shasta defense, too fast. I could have told Brown that. That's Coach Brown. That defense is very quick, and they shut that down, even though it was a beautiful fake. It started off good.
Another trick play. This time it did not work.
Did not work. Well, you know, you say it's an interesting chain of events here because we saw a very fast and explosive Shasta offense coming into the game. We've seen a very effective Foothill offense coming into the game. But the difference is Foothill is playing much more wide open. You notice that Coach Brown has that spread on every play, and then they're running off of the spread. So the options... they have a number of options there, and the defense is hard pressed to cover everything.
1:55 left to go in the first half. Foothill leads the football game 13-7, and they'll kick off. Looks like Alex Schneider is back deep. Ready to go. Here comes the approach, and there is the kick. And that will go to Alex Schneider. He takes it at the 5-yard line, and he's up. And he's got room to move. He's up to the 25 and finally brought down at the 30 right there. Looked like he may have had some room over to that left-hand side, but they caught him.
They did. Again, the speed of Foothill is showing up on that, but he made a good move there. He started up the center and then saw some opening to the left, moved to his left, but the defensive section on that part of Foothill moved over there very quickly.
Shasta ball right now as they get set to go. There's the snap. Handoff goes over to the right-hand side. Or make that a left. Kellen McDonald, it was a fake to the right, over to the left, Kellen McDonald, no gain at all.
Stopped by one of those linebackers that's moving around. You can't tell whether linebackers or cornerbacks or safety. They're all up there.
It's tight right there. Cadenese takes the snap, hands off right up the middle. That might be Justin Hellyer, and he'll gain a couple before he's brought down.
So with this kind of defense that Foothill is showing right now, you have to have confidence in the speed of your cornerbacks because everyone else is up on that line. One safety.
A little bit of confusion right there. Shasta's going to take a timeout. 1:04 left to play. We'll stay with you right here because we're winding down the first half here. Great football game. Probably the best that we've seen all season so far.
It's at this stage, you'd say two very evenly matched teams. Both good offenses, both excellent defenses. And we're seeing this very effective. The speed of both defenses is very impressive.
Other than the PV game, this is, you know, unfamiliar territory for Shasta, getting a challenge, such a game that's as close as this one is.
That's right. And by the way, we will have an update when we come back after halftime on the PV Chico game. We're tuned into their radio station down there. We'll give you an update.
Okay, back to ball. Here we go. Kyle Cadenese set to take the snap. Schneider in motion. Cadenese throws it over to the left-hand side, and he's got a wide-open receiver, Kellen McDonald, down to the 30. And he is finally brought down at about the 11-yard line. They're going to mark him out of bounds at the 25.
Okay,
stepped out of bounds.
That was a pro quarterback performance on the part of Cadenese. He moved to the right, got the entire defense going to their left. based on four receivers going down the right side, had one receiver come out on the left. He got over on the right side turn and hit the receiver on the left.
McDonald was wide open. Nobody was close to him. Somebody missed their assignment on that play, and now they're back right up on the ball. Cattany set to take the snap right now. Hands it off to McDonald one more time. He does a little juke step over to the 30, or make that the 20, and he's down at about the 18, maybe the 19-yard line.
From our vantage point here, and we're right up above the play now, you can see how close that handoff is in there. Cadenas gets it. There's one step between the first running back that goes by him and the second running back. Now he has one behind him there. Is that Hellier, I think?
Cadenas set to take the snap, fakes it to McDonald, does a quick pitch to Schneider. There's a fumble on the play. And you got to be kidding me. That's the fourth fumble now recovered by Foothill.
Well, you could see that coming. He pitched forward, and he pitched it to a runner that didn't get his hands on it. Yeah, in fact, one of our fans here said it's an incomplete pass, and that's going to be a good question.
We have no fumble on the play. That was a forward shovel pass.
There you go.
Yep, that's the right call to make.
That's the right call.
This is great.
It was a beautiful play.
41 seconds left to play in the first half. Good football game here. Shasta and Foothill. Foothill leads 13-7. Cadenee set to take the snap. He'll fade back to pass, looking into the end zone over the right hand side, and that ball is intercepted. That might be Patrick Blake. Patrick Blake brings it all the way up to right about the 27-yard line before he's brought out of bounds.
You know, this is a great game because we're seeing so darn much talent out there.
Oh, boy.
I mean, you know, that defender was perfectly positioned, a great athlete. They're, you know, it's a coaching textbook in many ways. I know if you hate to be on one side and see it intercepted, but the reality is they're playing excellent football.
Coach Hunsager having a little conversation with Kyle Cadenese, giving him some direction. And Kyle listened to it for about 20 seconds, and that's all he needed, and he walked away. Not defiantly. I mean, he got the message. There's the snap right now. Handoff goes right up the middle to Silas Miranda. He's up to about the 40 and brought down. It's enough for a Foothill first down with 25 seconds left to play in the first half.
And when you watch Silas, it's like that motor man. You know, we've seen him before. He comes through that line. It's like somebody turned on the motor. He is moving. 11 yards.
That's timeout, Foothill.
All right, Foothill takes a timeout. We'll take 30 seconds, and we'll be right back on AM 1460 KCNR.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Spring Water?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, so drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Spring Water, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Back here at Thompson Field, 25 seconds to go in the first half, 13-7 Foothill. And they're getting ready to run their next play. And, Ron, you got a quick update on the PV Chico game.
Paradise Valley 7, Chico 6.
Whoa! Close game down there. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. We got a man in motion right now. That's Patrick Blake. Deep back. Banner throws it 30 yards downfield into a group of people, and that ball is incomplete. 17 seconds left to play.
One receiver, three defenders. Here again, we're seeing some great plays on the part of both offense and defense. These guys are on the long passes. The defense moves to the ball. They're doing very well on both sides. You know, we're almost at the end of the first half, but this could very well come down to almost the last play of the game.
It might. All right, second down for Foothill, moving from our left to our right. Banner hands it off right up the middle. They'll gain about four on that. Miranda, the ball carrier. And that'll pretty much run out the first half here from Thompson Field. A terrific football game. As they go into the halftime, it is Foothill 13, Shasta 7.
We'll take a break, and Ron and I will come back and size up the first half for you. We'll be back in a moment on AM 1460 KCNR.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Uecker and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Where the sea meets the land, your tropical adventure begins with Wind River Resort and Casino's Under the Sea Halloween Bash. Glitter, sea creatures, shells, and sand. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place to be for Halloween, featuring well-known rapper, songwriter, and producer Sir Mix-a-Lot. Known for his bouncy, danceable, bass-heavy tracks, plus DVJ Chris, Unruly and Backward will be spinning their live beats all night long. The Undersea Adventure kicks off on Saturday, October 31st at 9 o'clock. Drink specials, dancing, cash drawings, costume contest, over $3,000 in cash and prizes. Presale general admission is $20, $25 the day of. VIP booth $250. Includes 6 guests, swag, a personal cocktail server, and 2 bottles of champagne. This signature event sells out fast. Get your tickets now at 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Or online at WindRiver.com. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place to be for your under-the-sea Halloween adventure. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. Halloween is better at the river.
It's Customer Appreciation Days at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
It's Redding Kia's lowest price of the year on a 2015 Kia Optima. Now $19,495 after $2,000 customer cash incentive and $400 military incentive.
$19,495 for a brand new Kia Optima. ID 12266. 57 Optimas in stock and on the way.
2015 Kia Souls as low as $14,995. ID 15423. After $500 customer cash incentive, $400 military incentive, the brand new Soul for $14,995.
Get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kias in stock and 2016 Sorentos, too.
0% offered requires financing through Kia Motors Finance and approval of credit subject prior sale ends November 2nd, plus tax, license, and government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges.
Discover the new Kia today, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding.
ReddingKia.com.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest spray machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Redding Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not
the car washing, sons.
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
We're back at Thompson Field. Tonight's football game, the Shasta Wolves are trailing to the Foothill Cougars. Score is 13-7. Ron, there's plenty of things to talk about right now, but I think maybe we should start off with the defense.
The defense. I think both of us were surprised at how each defense is responding so impressively to both very quick offenses. We knew the Shasta defense was very fast. We saw them last week against Enterprise, but I think the Foothill defense is doing equally as well.
On the offensive side of the ball, nothing really spectacular by both of our quarterbacks, but they're not doing bad at all. They had that one trick play, that Foothill, they had that one pass that went all the way down Patrick Lake and a touchdown. So, you know, the defense is the star of the show so far right now, and I'm really anxious to get to the fourth quarter for two reasons. One, it's an excellent football game.
It really is.
And number two, we will see if Foothill, who is doing a superb job on defense right now, we'll see if they start wearing down that hurry-up offense.
Right. It's going to come down to probably the fewest mistakes in the fourth quarter. Either the turnovers or a fumble, because that's hurt both teams.
There's only been, I mean, other than a false start and one encroachment and one holding call, they have been very disciplined on both sides of the ball as far as penalties go. It hasn't been penalties, but Foothill has taken away the ball three times on fumbles away from the Wolves, and that could make a difference.
Big difference. And I think what we're seeing here is that both lines are so fast. Now, you think of usually the defensive lines are big, big, huge, not so fast players. Not the case with either of these teams. Their line is very quick. They have the big guys, but they're very quick. Both teams are very quick.
What we're watching right now is the Shasta High School marching band. It's very enjoyable, and it's just a fun thing. They have got it together. It's senior night here at Shasta, so what they did is they introduced all the senior players, and then they introduced all the senior band members, which was really good. And they're just putting on a great show and doing a super job.
They are. And, of course, for those that weren't with us at the pregame, they honored all of the senior football players and the cheerleaders with their parents, and that was very impressive. You know, you got to say, this is a pretty impressive evening out here.
I like it. I've said this already a couple of times. We have done, I don't know, five or six games now, maybe five games, and this has been not a lopsided game by any means. It's been a defensive battle. It's the closest game that we've seen so far and the best football game that we've done so far this season.
Yeah, it's a very good game. And the whole environment here, the setting with Thompson Field is just beautiful. What a great way to celebrate Friday night.
I'm loving it. 13 minutes left in the halftime festivities right now. We're really enjoying the band, and then the cheerleaders are going to do their thing. We will take another break, and then we'll come back here and see if we can't, you know, pontificate a little bit on what we might see in the fourth quarter or the second half and the fourth quarter. The fourth quarter is going to be the big difference, and I think it's going to come down to turnovers and whether or not the Foothill defense can keep the pace.
And, you know, we want to give credit to both J.C. Hunsaker, the coach of the Shasta Wolves, and Joy Brown, coach of the Foothill team. I'm sure they're in the locker rooms right now saying, hey, guys, we're in a good game.
Yeah, keep it up and keep it moving and keep doing what you're doing. You're doing the right thing. So we'll take a break, and we'll come back here. It's halftime at Thompson Field, 13-7 in favor of Foothill. And we'll be back in a moment on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-780-3410. That's 1-800-780-3410. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-780-3410. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-780-3410. Call right now. What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-780-3410. That's 1-800-780-3410. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-780-3410. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-780-3410. Call right now.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams. During my 22 years of military service, I had the honor of working beside many brave service women. They are the fastest growing population of veterans, and they can be a great asset to your company. Women veterans are trained to take initiative, adapt to change, and they're quick to learn. If you're an employer or a woman veteran, call the U.S. Department of Labor at 866-487-2365 or visit careeronestop.org.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Back here at Thompson Field as we get ready to start the second half here in about 5 or 6 minutes. So many things going on here tonight. Defense is the name of the game so far. Quarterbacks both are really strong. They've not done anything that they shouldn't be doing. But I'll tell you what my big surprise is tonight, and that is Ryan Terrace. They've thrown to him several times, and he's not been able to either bring it in, haul it down, or the pass has been overthrown. And, you know, they've thrown to him 4 or 5 times, and he just hasn't made a difference tonight.
Well, Trent has
he's been throwing a little bit off target, and I think that made a difference there in some instances. But the other thing is, what's happening is that Shasta defense, when they see that Ryan going deep, they put two or three defenders on him. So he's being surrounded by defenders.
Yeah, we saw something like that right towards the end of the first half, too, where they threw it way downfield. I mean, Trent Banner has got an arm on that kid, and he must have thrown it 35, 40 yards down the field, but there was three people right in the way, so there's no way it was going to happen. And there was only 15 seconds left on the clock in the first half when that happened, so they just let it run out. It's a great football game. I really like close, tight games. I didn't expect the score to be 13-7 right now. I made a prediction. I won't tell you on what side, but I made a prediction of a final score of 34-28, which will be a very close game. And we're still not beyond that, you know, because anything can happen, and I've seen crazier things happen in the second half. It all depends on the motivating factor in the locker room at the halftime. I asked Coach Hunsaker about that. We talked about Coach Bob Reed, who, in my opinion, is one of the greatest motivators, football coaches ever. I played for him at Anderson in 1980, and he's been one of the greatest the words that he uses. And it's not just X's and O's. It's motivating factors and things that you do. And Bob Reed was the best, and I asked Coach Hunsaker how he did that. And he said that, you know, they focus on pride, and they've got these certain things that they follow, put your teammates first, and you know, and you think about these three different things every time before you make a play or you don't make a play, and you ask yourself, am I focusing on my players? Am I doing the right thing for my other players? And if you're not, you better change it.
Right, and support each other. I think both of these coaches emphasize the fact that, you know, their teams, they have to work together. And speaking of teams, and this is a little distracting right now because we're trying to talk. I'm watching the Shasta cheer team, and we just watched the Foothill. These girls are outstanding.
They both have.
Their routines are just wonderful. And all of the time that they spend to put these things together and all the parent support, these are very impressive. Both of these cheer teams are award-winning.
Well, you're right about that. Shasta's got a full squad, but I'm looking at the Foothill squad. They've got enough to field a football team.
Look at there. Oh, more than that. And here again, these kids we're seeing the best of the best out here. We're seeing the best talent. The athletes are great. Here comes the Shasta team back on the field to warm up. But getting back to what we were talking about there a moment ago with what we're seeing with the coaches go to these kids and say, look, you know, you're in a very responsible position out there playing. You've got to be, and he makes them accountable, which is going to help them in life as they get on beyond football. They're just doing so much to help these kids grow.
We'll go down the map a little bit here and give you a little bit of an update on the PV Chico game. It was just like a 7-6 game, I think, early on or whatever it was, but you just found out that defense is the name of the game down there, too.
It is. And what's happening with Chico is that they're causing Pleasant Valley to do things that they normally don't do. And so in the first half, there were 7 penalties.
Oh, my.
Was it 7 penalties or 8 penalties for 75 yards?
Right.
And that can really hurt. And 3 of those were 15-yard penalties. And that's unusual for Pleasant Valley, but it's because Chico defense is shutting down their running line. They're running attack by that offense, that defensive line that Chico has.
It's going to be a very interesting second half, which we'll get started here in just a couple of minutes. We will take a brief timeout, 60 seconds, and we'll be right back, and we'll have the second half kickoff for you here at AM 1460 KCNR. Scores 13-7, Foothill.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Back here at Thompson Field, it's Ron Largent and Gary Moore on KCNR for high school football. We got the kickoff coming up in about 1 minute right now. And if you remember, Shasta won the toss. They elected to receive. Foothill is on a natural high and a roll right now. They had the ball when the first half ended, and they're going to start the second half getting the football right back.
And again, as we've mentioned a number of times, they use these multiple options. So their secret on their offensive set is to keep the Shasta defense off guard. And, of course, it's just the opposite with Shasta. When they're on offense, they're going to move so quickly they want to keep the Cougar defense off guard. And it's working. But, again, both these defenses are so quick to the ball. It's almost like both of the coaches went to the same coaching school because their defenses are so quick and their offensive sets are so really interesting and fun to watch.
I want to talk about what we were just talking about off the air, and you had leaned over and asked me the question, what do you think Coach Hunsaker is saying to his team right now? And I think we're both in agreement. He's saying, hey, you're playing a great football game. The two things that you need to focus on are, one, keep the pace, keep doing what you're doing, except for don't give up that football.
Right. And that's probably exactly what Coach Brown is saying to the Cougars. Look, guys, we're a little off on the passing. We'll get that passing. We do have you guys getting open, so let's keep doing it. My guess is they're going to come right back with the same spread option, all kinds of different plays and formations. And here again, three on one side and two on the other, and they'll keep doing it.
That's right. Shasta is out on the field. They've got the ball all teed up. Foothill working their way out right now. And, you know, I'm at the point now where I can tell who's back by not their number, but how they run and how they trot out there. That'll be Silas Miranda and also Patrick Blake. Patrick Blake's been very active this game. He's been busy. Silas has been busy. He's got one interception, and he's got a touchdown on that trick play that they got down there. So here we go. So it's Blake and Miranda back to receive the kickoff. Third period set to begin. Foothill leads 13-7, and we are ready to play some football. There's the approach, and there's the kick. It's a short kick, and they call for a fair catch. I don't think I've ever seen a fair catch on a kickoff
before. By a down lineman, too.
Yeah. And, you know, I will tell you, when I was playing, the coaches said the same thing. If you're a lineman, do not run that ball. Fall on it. Just kick it out of bounds, whatever you got to do. But if you're a lineman, you have no business running that
right.
ball.
Right, and that one got the message.
So here we go, second half. Just underway right now, 13-7, Foothill. And Trent Banner's got a guy in motion. That's Miranda. He gives it to him over to the right-hand side, and he's got some running room. He'll pick up about 8, maybe 9 yards on the play. He just needed to turn that corner, and he did, and got a great gain on it.
What we're seeing from Silas is, and we haven't seen too much of this up till this game, he is fast.
Oh, boy.
And he comes around that end. He's moving.
So it'll be second and two for the Foothill Cougars, and you know, when you make a good play on your first play of the second half, that charges up the offense, charges up your football team. There's a handoff right up the middle right there, and that's going to be enough for a Foothill first down to start this half.
Very quick handoff. The line is just moving ahead. They're getting the Shasta down lineman out of place, and so it's up to the linebackers, of which there look to be four linebackers now. They still do not use the safety, so they're relying on their cornerbacks.
They mix it up a lot, and that makes a big difference. And we got the same set that we saw in the first half, two receivers out to the right. Miranda goes in motion, and there's some pressure on the quarterback, and Trent Banner's going to go down right there for a loss of about 8 yards.
And what's happening there is Tyler Duclos is coming across all the way from his left. Looked like left in position. Nobody touched him. He just caught up with Trent in the back and brought him down.
So whereas right now the Foothill team looks like they're all confused, they're just waiting for that play to come in. from the other side.
Yeah, Coach Brown sending in the plays.
So Ryan Terrace is wide to the left on our side right now. Here comes the snap. Banner hands it off right up the middle to number 22, and that's Brian Harvey, and he gets nowhere.
And what they're doing, what Chester defense is doing there is what they did last week against Enterprise. They're moving those linebackers around, and they're just filling the hole. They're getting into the backfield. So, again, the defensive set is four down, now three linebackers and the three cornerback safeties.
The offensive side, three guys wide to the right, two guys to the left. Banner back to pass, and he's going long. He's looking downfield, and that's down near the 30, and that is a catch. Patrick Blake brought it. I don't know how he caught that, Ron.
Yeah, that was beautiful. He had a defender right on him. He went up, kept his eye on the ball, and it was a beautiful pass.
That was nice.
It was right on target. That was very well done. And, again, Banner was being rushed. He had to get rid of that, so beautiful pass.
So it'll be first and 10 for Foothill, and they are down in Shasta's territory at the ball at the 31-yard line. They're moving from our right to our left. Banner back to pass again, and, boy, he lost one way up there. That's got to be...
They're going to call
that.
I
knew the flag was coming out on that.
You could see that. The defender got in the way of the receiver, and it looked like almost like it was an accident, but it's a penalty.
You're right about that. A lot of times they get turned around, twisted around, and it is an accident, but it's still a penalty, and the Shasta fans do not like it. Oh, that's going to go against the offense.
Well, we couldn't see exactly what was happening there, I guess, on that. With the with the receiver, we could tell that they were interfering with each other, and we weren't close enough to see who was the culprit, but it was the offense.
Okay, Banner, we'll try it again. He's back to pass. He throws it right over the middle, just barely. I think that'll go to Silas Miranda. Miranda down to the 30, 25, and finally brought down at the 22.
He made up that 15 yards. It looks like what?
Yes, he did.
Going to be 2 yards to get another first down.
They're going to be close. It'll be third down and about two, maybe a long two.
No, second down.
Oh, thank you. Okay, Trent Banner got three receivers to his right, and he rolls out to the right-hand side. He's looking, and he throws it deep into the end zone. He's got a guy, and that was Miranda, and it was a low throw, incomplete.
But Shasta was on that defense. That looked like it could be an interception there at first because those defenders were right on the receiver. But for a moment there, I thought Trent was going to run with it to the right.
I did, too. I thought he was going to take off. He may have gained more yardage if he would have.
I think he would have. I think he would have made that first down.
But I'll tell you, Miranda, he had guys around him, and he was open. A perfect pass would have been 6 points for Foothill right there. 8:51 left to play in the third period. Foothill leads 13-7. They've got two receivers to the left, two to the right. Fake handoff up the middle, and it's a pass over to the right-hand flat. And that is received and good enough for a first down. Patrick Blake making his mark already in the third period.
Trent Banner, the quarterback, gets that ball, just pauses very, very briefly, looks to the right and fires. And so it's quick delivery, quick reception, because all that Patrick Blake did was basically take a step and then turn and wait for the pass. And he's so fast when he gets that ball, he just accelerates, and that he got the 5 yards.
Okay, so I'm looking at Ryan Terrace wide to the left. Silas Miranda in motion to the right. He's looking for Terrace, and he catches the ball at the 10, and he is brought down at about the 8-yard line. That's close to another first down for Foothill.
That's the first big play for Terrace. He went 10 yards, cut across. It was a perfect pass.
That is a first down. So it'll be first and goal for Foothill with 8:09 left to play, 13-7 the scores. Foothill is in the lead.
And with good hands like Terrace has, with that passes on target like that, he's going to get it, and that was a good game.
So Foothill's got a running setup going on, two guys wide, and he hands it up right up the middle. I think that might be Harvey. He may have gained a yard on it.
And on that play, Trent gets the ball, waits, just delays a moment. The running back holds back for a step and then goes, so he has full speed when he gets the ball.
There's the snap, and he's going to hang on to it, and he's brought down. There's not going to be any gain whatsoever on that play.
Again, Shasta defenders are so quick on that, especially the linebackers. When they can see that moving to the right like that, they're on the play.
Tough time inside the 10 right now. 7:09 left to play in the third period, 13-7 Foothill. As they wait for the play to come in from Coach Joey Brown. Ryan Terrace wide to the left. They'll look for him again. That was the first option. They passed on it. Pass into the end zone. Touchdown, Foothill.
Boy, what a beautiful play that was. Trent Banner, the quarterback, looked to his left.
Patrick Blake.
Terrace was to the left. Got the defense to shift over there. Looked back to the right. And Patrick Blake in the end zone.
So, Patrick Blake making his mark here in the third period early. 6:46 left to play. And now Foothill is up 19-7 with the extra point coming up. They're going to go for two. We got receivers, one out on each side, and Banner takes the snap. He's got pressure, and he looks, and he throws into the end zone. That's incomplete. No good. So there you go. 19-7 is the score. Favor of Foothill. 6:46 left to play. We'll take a 60-second timeout and be right back on KCNR.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Kyle DeFore here from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. We'd like to welcome all veterans, active duty military personnel, and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store on Veterans Day, November 11th, as our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. And be sure to come out Friday, November 6th, when KCNR 1460's own Carl and Linda Bott will be broadcasting live from Mighty Fine, 7 to 9 a.m. Mighty Fine Foods is locally owned and operated, located at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teens safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Back here at Thompson Field with 6:38 left to play in the third period. Jake Walker took that kickoff, brought it back for about 15 yards, and it'll be first and 10. Shasta Wolves, they are moving from our left to our right. And the ball is on the 21-yard line. So they got a long way to go. We'll see if he can get Kyle Kennedy to put things into motion. He'll hand it off over to the right-hand side, and that is Justin Hellyer. He's on the move right now. He's up to the 35 and finally brought down to the 40. First down plus another 10 yards. Nice job, Justin Hellyer. That hole opened up immediately, and once he gets through it, he can just turn it on. Shasta wasting no time. They're up on the ball, ready for the snap. Chain gang not even in place yet. Referees blew the whistle. They say, let's do it. Hand off again to Hellyer. Pretty much the same play, and he'll gain five more on that one before he's brought down at the 45. Whoa, Justin Hellyer getting a lot of activity here. He'll gain four on that. It'll be second and six. Shasta on the ball. There's the handoff. It goes right off tackle. This time, nowhere to go. Justin Hellyer gets right back to the line of scrimmage before he is brought down for no gain. It'll be third down. No gain on the play. All right, cat and knees. Ooh, hands off over the right-hand side. Kyle Muckle got spun around and hit while he was mid-spin. It'll be fourth down, Shasta. ball at the 46-yard line. They're in the punt formation. They like to take the ball, run it from one side to the other, and then kick it. And he does the same thing. He fakes the pass. Now he'll kick it. It'll go down to the 30. Takes a nice Shasta bounce right down. Silas will pick it up at the 10, and he's immediately brought down. So it'll be first and 10 for the Foothill Cougars. They'll be moving from our right to our left. Nope, we're hot.
Okay.
You got an update?
Well, they have a 45-minute extended halftime at the Almond Bowl.
Oh, one of those.
Down in Chico. But that is a dogfight down there, 7-6.
Oh, my.
And the announcer down there said kind of like what we're saying. They did not expect this at all.
Very nice. Okay, so we got the ball about the 10-yard line. Foothill ball. They're moving from our right to our left. Trent Banner takes the snap, passes it quickly to Ryan Terrace over to the left. Flag comes out.
Good moves on the part of Ryan. He's a big kid, but he moves very nicely. Some very nice moves there. But he's down on the sideline there. He's not the kind of guy you want to get hurt.
We'll get the call for you right now.
Yeah, he's down on the sidelines, actually on the Shasta sidelines there, and looks like they're attending to him. But he was it looked like he was hit, or couldn't tell if he was got hurt after he went out of bounds there. Whether or not maybe it's cramps, he's up. There he goes.
Okay, so Ryan Terrace is up and moving. He's moving slowly, but he's moving under his own power. And he'll walk it off. What's not a whole... First of all, it's not a whole lot of fun to get... Oh, and they'll call him. They'll call him for offensive holding. That's almost like the walk of shame, you know. It's a 53 and a third yard, I think, across the field to your own side. And he was on the Shasta side. And he's still not off the field yet. He's walking.
Yeah, the coach is walking with him there. He's slow, but he got... Looks like he's kind of favoring his left leg. And I notice he has the wrap on that, I think, on his knee.
Yep. So we'll see if Ryan Terrace can shake that off. He's just started to get involved here, and he's had a couple of receptions. Holding call in that last play. So Banner back to pass. Got a guy wide open right over the middle. That's Patrick Blake. Blake is up to the 25, and now he's up to the 30, and he's brought down. And that made up for everything, and a first down for Foothill.
What do we see in Patrick Blake? He's so quick on the cuts. He's going full speed. He cuts one direction, heads in the other direction. Boy, that's hard to make a tackle on him. Very, very quick. And Patrick is, he's got to be about 5'9". He's not too big, but he's fast.
There's a snap and a handoff. Goes for a couple of yard loss. Harvey, the ball carrier. 4:36 left to play in the third period. It's 19-7 in favor of Foothill. Trent Banner set to take the snap. Takes it over to the middle and throws it quickly out to the right hand.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
to receive.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Spring Water?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Spring Water. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
They're going to be behind the eight ball when it comes to that fourth quarter.
Okay, Kyle Cademy set to go right now, set to take the snap. They got the ball on the 39-yard line. That is a handoff over to the left-hand side to number three, and he's got a guy wide open. He throws it. That is number 81 on the catch. He's down to the 20, 10, 5, and he's finally brought down to the 2-yard line. What a wonderful catch by Justin Drake. Trick play.
Trick play. It was a carbon copy of what Foothill did. Worked just about the same, except he didn't have quite as much lead on the defenders, but very well performed. Perfectly executed.
So it'll be first and 10, or make that first and goal for Shasta. There's the snap. Justin Hellyer would take it easily over to the goal line. Touchdown, Shasta. 3:05 left to play. There's the cannon. 13-19 right now as we get set up for the extra point.
Boy, that was a beautiful executed play. And then, of course, they came right back, and Justin Hellyer got the handoff, went around the right untouched. Very well done by Shasta.
Hey, that's the first time we got to bring up Justin Drake's name tonight.
He was wide open on that one.
Extra point set to go. Here comes the snap right now. Shasta up on the ball. Flags come out, whistles blow, and it'll be a dead ball. False start offense. So they'll back him up, give him another opportunity.
You know, it's interesting. Both of the scores, one was a trick play score, and the other one was set up by a trick play score. It worked beautifully in both instances. Quarterback gets it, passes out to the right, and then the second throw downfield.
So they'll try it again. They'll back him up. There's the snap, the placement, the kick. It's up, and it is good. So, Ron, and with 3:05 left to play in the third period, we've got ourselves a football game, 19-14 Foothill.
It's going to come down to that fourth quarter and could come down to the last play.
We're going to stay with you right now because, as Ron said, it could come down to the fourth quarter. A lot of things happen in the fourth quarter. We've already said this once. I'll say it again. This is going to be when the fourth quarter starts. We're going to find out whether or not, Foothill can hang with the tempo offense of Shasta. That's usually when all the teams have worn themselves down, right about the fourth quarter. That's going to make a difference. And then hanging on to the ball and not giving it up.
That's exactly right. The conditioning is going to be really a key factor for Foothill, and also for Shasta, because Foothill is moving very quickly. Trent gets that ball. His release is about as fast as we've seen.
It's very quick. And once again, back to receive the kickoff will be Silas Miranda and Patrick Blake. If you remember, the second half kickoff went to the secondary lineman here.
Right. But if what we're seeing from Silas Miranda is a lot of speed tonight. We haven't seen that kind of speed out of him up until this game.
He's ready.
Very quick runner.
Here's the approach. There's the kick. It's another kick to the secondary lineman, and he'll call for a fair catch, and he'll down it right there. That'll be number 24, Justin McGee.
Well, I think he came up behind the other fellow right there that caught it last time. He was going to go for a fair catch, too.
He wasted no time. I think they both had their hands in the air.
Good field position, though. So now we'll see if Foothill can come right back with that, the many options that they're using.
Foothill ball, first and 10, ball at the 34-yard line. They give it to Miranda. He sweeps around to the right-hand side, looking to turn the corner. He does. Picks up a few, and he's very close to the first down.
The nice part about that play, they're set up on the left side of the field, and they give him basically two-thirds of the field to get his speed up before he cuts up field.
Foothill will take a holding call, a holding penalty on there.
That hurts. It was a good run.
You know, and you know they don't do it on purpose, but when you're when you have a guy that you're supposed to block and he has got you beat, that's when the holding call comes out.
That's it.
Trent Banner set to go. Got his team up. He's got one guy wide to the left. Silas Miranda goes in motion. He passes it right over the middle. Intended for Ryan Terrace. It's tipped and incomplete.
So what the defensive coaches on Shasta were saying to those cornerbacks, get your hands up when you see that pass coming. Get your hands up.
Yep. They call those tip drills in practice.
They do, and they work. That that prevented a very nice reception there.
Second down and 19 due to that holding call. Trent Banner back to pass quickly, and he throws it over to Ryan Terrace, over to the right-hand side, through his arms, and incomplete near midfield.
He was one step away from being tackled before he let go of that pass. They're blitzing him very, very fast.
Ryan Terrace, we built him up pretty good, but you know what? Sometimes it's just not your night.
Well, and he's being defended. I mean, that guy was right on him. He had no extra room there.
You know, and it's not like he's having a bad game. He's playing well. He's just got some tough defense on him. Three receivers to the left. That ball is thrown and tipped right there in the backfield. Another incomplete pass.
So I think one of the words that JC got to him at halftime was, we have to put more pressure on Trent. And that's what they're doing.
It's exactly what they're doing, and it's working right now. 2:43 left to play in the third period. Foothill leads 19-14 over Shasta, and it'll be fourth down, and Patrick Blake will get back into the punting formation. Justin Hellyer, right about midfield at the 48-yard line, set to take the punt. He would love to get something good and get some good field position. He might have a chance to do it right here. He will. He calls for a fair catch, and he fumbles the ball. And he fumbles it again a second time. And there goes another guy. Two or three guys fall on it. Now, Hellyer finally gets it back. That could have been disastrous.
It could have been, because it would have put Foothill at the 30-yard line.
There was like three fumbles all in the same play right there.
At least that, yeah. They were all scrambling for that.
There's nothing worse than catching or calling for a fair catch, which is what he did, and dropping the football.
Heads up ball and the rest of the Shasta players.
Oh, they were scrambling. Diving, scrambling. Cavanese now makes his move. Kellen McDonald goes in motion. They hand it off over to the left-hand side. No good, no gain, and they lost about 5 yards on the play. Justin Hellyer again. Back on the ball. Long way to go. Second about 12. And it's a fake. It was a fake pass. He handed it to Kellen McDonald, and McDonald got pummeled.
And you say, where is that defender coming from? Again, it's that defensive formation they have. They're bringing the linebackers right up. And obviously they're looking at each other's film. They're basically doing the same thing on defense as Shasta was doing on defense.
There's the snap. Cadenese hands off right up the middle to Justin Hellyer. He gets back up to the 35-yard line. So that'll put him in a fourth down zone.
And he's so fast that when he gets that little bit of opening, he's gone.
Quarter's going by quick. 1:23 left to play. Score is 19-14 in favor of Foothill. Back to punt. And they don't fake it this time. They kick it right away and call it good. Bounce. Miranda had an opportunity to pick it up, and he backed away from it. So the ball will roll down to about the 19, or make that the 14-yard line, and I think that's where they'll spot it with 1:07 left to play in the third period. All right, so Foothill will get the ball back, and they've got a long way to go. The ball is at the 14-yard line. Foothill moving from our right to our left.
I think what we're going to see, though, again, two on the right, two out to the left, same formation.
If you're listening on the Foothill side, you're moving from your left to your right. Back to pass goes Banner. He hangs on to it. Now he's got a little bit of running room, and he takes it up to the 24. Before he's brought down close to a first down.
We saw him running in the first game we did with Foothill. He's a good runner. He makes very good moves. He almost looks like a running back when he's running rather than a quarterback.
He does. That'll be a first down for Foothill, so that is a positive momentum for that football club. They lead by 5:53 to go in the third period. This one's moving by quick. Blake in motion. They hand off up the middle. Nowhere to go, and there's a big scrum at about the 24-yard line.
They like that play. It doesn't seem to work nearly as much as the when they go around the end, because he takes about two steps and kind of comes off of guard. But the Shasta line is so quick, they can move to that line, to the center of that line so quickly that it just shuts it down.
Second down and 10 for the Foothill Cougars. Clock winding down, 14 seconds left to go. They better hurry if they're going to get a playoff here. And there's the snap. Banner back to pass. He looks over to the right-hand side, and he is dropped for a loss down at the 20.
One thing for sure, the Enterprise defense has not slowed down one bit.
Nope.
And so we're in for a great fourth quarter.
19-14, the score at the end of the third period. Right now, we'll take a break, 60 seconds, and be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
You're making a difference where it matters most. We can help. The Community Grants Program from Dignity Health North State supports local, nonprofit organizations working to improve the health and well-being of our community. Since 2014, we've provided over $500,000 in funding to groups focused on serving those most in need. July 17th is the last day to apply. To learn more, call 530-225-6114.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Third and 14 here at Thompson Field, and that was a broken play. Quarterback Trent Banner had to hang on to it, and he got nowhere. He brought it within 1 yard of the original line of scrimmage, so it'll be fourth down, and Patrick Blake gets in position to kick.
You know, this is a great game here. Coming up fourth quarter, 19-14, Foothill, and down in Chico, it's 7-6, and Chico just stopped a...
Wow. Justin Hellyer at the 45, and the ball gets just across midfield, takes a pretty good bounce for Foothill and goes out of bounds at the 41-yard line. So that's where Shasta will take over. We're in the fourth quarter, 11-13 left to play in the game. 19 Foothill, 14 Shasta, and Shasta is getting ready to go.
Yeah, and we're talking about the other two games because these four teams are going to end up in the playoffs.
I agree with that. We'll see. Okay, Kyle Cadenese. He's got Schneider and Mosen. He hands off right up the middle to Hellyer. Hellyer's got some running room. He's across midfield. He's at the 50, 40, 30, 35, and he's finally brought down.
Beautiful run on his part. He was watching that defender. They were step for step for about 15 yards.
24-yard line. That was a huge gain for Justin Hellyer. They're waiting on the chains. They're ready to go. And here comes the snap. Handoff goes to McDonald. Over to the left-hand side. He's got running room, too, and he's down to the 15 and down to the 10-yard line before he's brought down. Another first down, Shasta.
Another beautiful run. He was moving to his left. He saw the defender coming up. He cut to the right, went up field, just looking for those openings. Very good run.
It'll be first and goal, Shasta, and they are on the ball and ready to move. They'll have four downs. They hand it off to Hellyer right up the middle, and he takes it down over to the end zone. Touchdown, Shasta.
Well, we saw Hellyer like this last week. This is what he was running like last week against Enterprise, and now he's just finding those holes, and once he gets going, they can't stop him.
And we'll just let the crowd and the band tell the story for a few seconds. All right. I love that cannon they have here. That's pretty cool. Set to go for the extra point. They'll go for a kick. There's the snap, the placement. The kick is up, and it is good. And we all of a sudden have a change in leadership. Shasta, 21. Foothill, 19 with 10:53 left to play. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Pacific Medical Prosthetics and Orthotics is proud to support Colt 45's baseball. We are your local choice for quality prosthetics and custom orthotics. With all the latest technologies available, come see what you have been missing with a no-obligation consultation. Call 229-0351 to schedule an appointment today. We are conveniently located at 1760 Gold Street, Suite 400 in downtown Reading. You deserve the best. Call today, 229-0351.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Back here at Thompson Field, 10:53 left to play in the game, and all of a sudden, Shasta has taken over the lead, 21-19 over Foothill. Silas Miranda and Patrick Blake back deep to receive the kickoff.
We got to see the power running of the swift backs of Shasta. Very impressive. That was a very impressive series of downs. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, look at there.
That was the oddest onside kick run I think I've ever seen. They were in a huddle, and all of a sudden they just kicked it. It did not work.
And they tried that last week, by the way, against Enterprise.
Yep.
But the problem was they had there was a penalty on it. They kicked it. I'm not too clear on what the penalty was, other than the fact they got a penalty on it.
Great field position now for Foothill. And Trent Banner now back to pass. He's going to the air, and he's going deep down to the right-hand side for Patrick Blake. And he's got a touchdown, Blake, all the way.
Boy, look at that. What a beautiful pass. And what a beautiful catch. Now, that was a picture book right there. That was perfect.
Man. It's a seesaw football game. 10:42 left to play. It's Foothill 25, Shasta 21, and with the extra point coming up.
And Trent, he waited for just a moment there. He was being rushed, let go of a pass, and I didn't know if Blake was going to get under that or not, but he was running.
He was hustling down that field and set to go now for the extra point. Foothill will kick it. Make it a 26-21 game if they make it. Lined up on the ball. There's the snap, the placement. The kick is up, and it is good. And with 10:42 left to play, it is Foothill 25, Shasta 21. We'll take 30 seconds and be right back at KCNR.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Go ahead with the update. We're hot.
7-6, PV leading Chico, 3 minutes left in the third quarter.
Wow, good game down there. Great game here at Thompson Field. Foothill leads 26-21, 10:42 left to play, and they're set for the kickoff here. Eric Schneider back to receive the kick, and the ball fell off the tee. So they'll redo that. Jake Walker is also back deep with Eric Schneider to receive the kickoff. Here's the approach. There's the kick. That will go over to the right-hand side of the field and out of bounds inside the five.
Well, that last play by Foothill was just a perfect pass. And it was Blake that was streaking down the right side, and I think we both thought that the pass is going to be over him. All of a sudden, he just took off and got under the ball. It was beautifully done. That was kind of the hallmark pass play because Trent had, was under pressure, but he was able to get it away. So we're seeing some great athletes here.
A good football game. We saw a couple of trick plays. We saw three or four turnovers. They'll back them up 5 yards. When you kick it out of bounds, for those of you who may not know, you kick it out of bounds, they back you up 5 yards and make you kick it again. That's what's going on right here. Eric Schneider back deep. Justin Walker back deep. They'll kick off from the 35 now.
Walker and Schneider deep to receive.
Tyler Cochran, the kickoff man, he goes 13 yards back, and he gets a good run on it, and he will get it, and that will go to Justin Walker, and he's all the way on the left-hand side, and he'll go to the right and to midfield, and he'll bring it up. Tough kid, and he takes it up near the 40-yard line.
He got 5 yards after he was tackled. It looked like he was completely down. He just kept going.
Way to go, Jake!
Good hustle on his part.
That's right, and this is where Shasta needs to keep the pace. Normally you see that where the other team's got to keep the pace with Shasta, but they've got it now. Kyle Cadenese set to take the snap right there. He's got receivers wide to the right, one right to the left. He hands it off over to the right-hand side to number three, Kyle Muckle, and a flag comes down before the play even got engaged.
Illegal substitution, defense.
Illegal substitution on the defense. A five-yard penalty. Go be first and five for Shasta.
Again, they've got great field position now.
Muckle in motion. They hand it off to him over to the right-hand side, and he's got room to move. He's down to the 40. Now he's down to the 30 and brought down at the 27-yard line. Kyle Muckle getting in the action.
And, boy, was he ever a beautiful run right behind the other running back. He was right on his tail and was providing the blocking. He got that open space.
Again, waiting on the chain gang. And there's the whistle. This play's ready to roll. Same play to the other side. That's to Justin Hellyer, and he fumbles the ball. McDonald fumbles the ball in the backfield. They'll lose five on that play. 10:06 left to play. It's Foothill 26, Shasta 21. And the clock continues to roll down. Shasta in Foothill territory, threatening right now. Cadenese on the ball, fakes it to Hellyer, throws it deep over to the left-hand side. He's got a guy down at the seven, and he's down at the one-yard line. And that'll be Josh Wood on the reception.
He went way up on that beautiful catch and a beautiful pass. Had defender all over him.
They're down at the one-yard line.
And they're ready to go.
Cadenese packs it in tight right now, and he'll come up right over center. This is where you would expect a quarterback sneak or a pitch. And he hands it off to Hellyer. Hellyer penetrates the goal line. And that is a touchdown, Shasta.
You know, the fun part about it, Hellyer was lined up like he was running a 100-yard dash. You notice that? He was down ready to go. And, boy, when that ball was hiked, he took off. We do have a ball game, and there goes the cannon.
It's a one-point game at the moment, pending the extra point. 9:37 left to play. Shasta regains the lead, 27-26. Set to go for the extra point right now. They'll kick it, unless it's a fake. Nope, there is the ball, and there is the snap, the placement, the kick. It's up, and it's good. So with 9:37 left to play, it is Shasta 28, Foothill 26. Great football game. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be right back at KCNR.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended. Beauty doesn't have to be thirsty. Rethink your garden. Talk with plant experts and shop for drought-tolerant plants, California natives, and hard-to-find perennials. Members save 30% and non-members save 20% through November 14th. The Turtle Bay Nursery is open Fridays and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you miss the official sale, you can still take advantage of these great prices at the perfect time of year to plant. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Back here at Thompson Field, 9:37 left to play. Foothill takes over, or Foothill goes down by 2 points to Shasta right now. It's 28-26.
That was vintage Foothill there. Very, very good performance.
This is a tough football game on both sides. I do not see the defense wearing out for Foothill. And that is nice to see because everybody else that they played this year have not been able to do that. That's a short kick down at the 25. And it's taken and brought back for about 11-yard return on the play. So Foothill will go to work from their own 36-yard line. It'll be first and 10. They'll move from our left to the right with 9:32 left to play. Shasta leads 28-26.
And Shasta's running their play so beautifully, and even with the good defense that we're seeing on the part of Foothill, Shasta is still executing perfectly.
Yes, they are.
Which is what they did on their last series.
This is gonna come down to the final minutes in my guesstimation on this. Trent Banner has his team up on the ball. He's got receivers to the left and the right. It's a quick throw over to the left-hand side to number one. Ryan Terrace.
There he is. Beautiful pass, a beautiful play. Went down 10 yards, cut to the outside, and there was the ball right in his hands.
That'll be a first down Foothill near midfield. They'll mark it at the 40, just over the 45-yard line.
So now we'll see if that the Shasta defense can come up and be as fast as they've been the first three quarters.
Quarterback keeper right there, and he'll pick up about four on it going right up the middle.
They read that blitz perfectly, and it opened up that the middle of the defensive line there, and he got the 4 yards, I guess, on that.
That was a great read by Trent Banner. Man, when you see that linebacker coming through the line, you know you got to make an adjustment.
That's it.
A quick adjustment, and he does that. And he'll take an official's timeout right here for some reason. We'll stay with you here because this game is getting really exciting. 9:04 left to play. Foothill is down by 2, 28-26 in favor of Shasta.
And what we're seeing, well, they're ready to go now. Look at that.
Up on the ball. Here comes another blitz to the left-hand side. Banner goes to throw, and his arm was kind of like grabbed at the last second. It's incomplete. Ball intended for Patrick Blake.
Yeah, he was hit at the last there, but again, they're coming at it. He steps up, but that rush is pretty strong on the part of Shasta. They haven't lost the speed. As even the fourth quarter, they're coming just as fast.
What's that ball?
Foothill near midfield. It'll be third down. Banner back to pass. He looks right over to the middle, and that ball is incomplete, but there's a flag down. Ryan Terrace, the intended receiver. That's going to be pass interference on Shasta.
Yeah. There were two of them, two defenders covering Terrace on that, and they just got a little too close.
That's going to be a big yardage gain and an automatic first down for Foothill, and now they're threatening to score.
And they're coming up the line quickly. Now, they're speeding up their offense a little bit.
That is great strategy.
It is. And Trent goes back.
Banner back to pass. He's looking over to the right-hand side. He's got Patrick Blake down near the end zone. Touchdown, Foothill. No, they call it incomplete.
Oh, boy. No, 1 yard line.
Okay. He didn't quite make it. I thought he was going to die for that one that time.
That kid goes up and gets those balls. He had a defender all over him. That was another beautiful play. You know, these are highlight plays that we're seeing here with these.
We're watching the game film next week. So are going to be fun for the coaches.
Oh, it's going to be great.
So it'll be first and goal for Foothill. 8:41 left to play. They're trailing by 2, 28-26. And that's a quarterback sneak, and Banner will keep it. And we're waiting for the call right there. He did not make it.
Just short of the goal line.
A little bit closer to the goal line, but Foothill is on the charge right now, threatening to score.
You know, when Banner puts that ball up, it kind of it looks like it's floating.
It does.
But it's getting about 40 yards distance.
Okay, receiver, Terrace, wide to the left. Quarterback keeper, he'll try it again, and they'll bring him down right at the goal line.
That Shasta defense is really strong right there at the center. They're trying to go right at the center, and they're just not.
I tell you what, Ron, if they make a defensive stand right here down at the 1 yard line, that is going to change the entire tone for the rest of this game.
It will. So what do you think they're going to call? I think they're going to probably go back to the shotgun. Yeah, they're going to the shotgun. Well, they were until the timeout.
They'll take a timeout. We'll take 30 seconds, and we'll come back as we wrap this one up here shortly here at AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. As the winter comes on and children are stuck inside, let's make sure our firearms are stored safely in a locked cabinet that are safe. Basic safety rules and a gun owner's ethical code demand this common sense approach to the safety of our friends and our family. To learn more about the responsible use of firearms, call NFI today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy reminding you that it's our right and our responsibility.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Back here at Thompson Field, 7:36 left to play. Foothill is down by 2, 28-26. Shasta leads. They've held them at the goal line two times. It'll be third down.
So they're going back to their spread option.
Banner back to pass. He looks over to Terrace, and that is incomplete.
Well, Shasta is putting up a very impressive defense here, and they're at fourth down, aren't they?
This next play is going to change this ball game.
So they're going to go for a field goal.
Wow, they are going for a field goal. That'll make it 29-28 if they make it. Boy, but look at that running room over to the left-hand side. If they fake it, do a trick play here. Nope, they're going to make the kick. It is up, and it is good. So that changes the score again, and it's a very close football game. 29-28 in favor of Foothill with 7:27 left to play. We're going to stay with you.
Yeah, it's
we're going to keep it here.
So guess what Chess is going to do now when they get their hands on the ball? They're going to go right back to what's been working for them.
Yep.
Put those runners, get the ball to those runners and let them go. And then Katniss and his ability to throw like he did on that last one down to that wide receiver.
Jake Walker back to receive the kickoff along with Eric Schneider, number 42.
The crowd is getting what they paid for this one.
Oh,
this
boy.
This is a very good game. It's fun. You know, and we have the Foothill fans are as excited as are the Shasta fans. This could go either way.
25, I got it.
Here's the approach. There's the kickoff, and that will go to Walker, and he fumbles the ball. He picks it up at the 5, and now he's out to the 10, 15, near the 20, just over the 20. And Shasta now has their work cut out for him, down by 1 with 7:20 left to go.
So Hellier, Muckle are both in that backfield. You got the speed, you got the power, and you got the cat knee, so it's going to be a good series of downs.
Tell you what, Kellen McDonald has also had a pretty good game here. He's number 4, and he's in there, and they're making a move. Muckle goes in motion. They hand it off to him over to the right-hand side. He may have gained 1, if that.
You notice how the defensive movement on Foothill is a little slower than it was.
I'm looking at this receiver, Josh Wood, wide to the left. He's a decoy, and they hand it off over to the right-hand side. And he's got room to move. Look at that, and that was Justin. I'm sorry, it was number 3, Kyle Muckle.
Yeah, he had plenty of speed there.
He takes it down the midfield and well down beyond the 40, and we got a player down on the opposite side of the field. And that looks like it might be Ryan Terrace.
What the hell?
don't see the flag anywhere, but there's obviously in penalty mode.
15-yarder. Must be a holding.
Block in the back. Illegal block in the back.
Oh, boy.
They'll repeat second down right now. 6:48 left to play in the game, and Foothill leads 29-28.
A beautiful run, too. That was, again, he was following his blocker the entire run.
So Cadenese goes back to work. He hands it off to Hellier, and there's a big gain. Hellier across midfield.
And he would have gone all the way. He tripped over his own man there. They run that play as nicely as anybody's ever run that play. He follows that blocker and gets all the way to the cornerback, and then he's on his way.
Again, waiting on the chain gang. Here we go. Cadenese takes the snap, hands it off again, right up the middle, and nowhere to go this time. There will be no gain. Justin Hellier hit immediately. I get the strategy on running the ball, Ron. They're burning time off the clock if they've been successful running the ball. If they get it down with not a whole lot of time, there's a pass play, and he's got a guy wide open down at the 20-yard line, and that is incomplete. Boy, had it for a second and dropped it.
He had it in his arms, yeah. Again, it was right on target. He had a step on the defender, but he just couldn't hold on to it.
So it'll be third and 10 now for Shasta. 6:12 left to play. Foothill leads 29-28. Great football game. Best game of the year so far. It's tough. It's tight. And the defense of Foothill is not wearing out at all. Love that. Cadenese back to pass, looking deep over the middle. He's got a guy, and he misses the ball. Kellen McDonald had it in his hands and dropped it.
We had two beautiful passes, and both of them dropped. That's too bad for Shasta, because those would have made game changers right there.
That'll bring up a fourth down situation right now. What do you do here? You're at midfield. I'm thinking you got to go for it. They're going to go to the air. Cadenese. He does a lot of hand signals. That's how they communicate, according to the coach. And he throws it deep again down to the left-hand side, and that is incomplete. And they will turn it over on downs. Foothill keeps the ball with 6 minutes left to go.
Foothill saw that one coming. They put the defenders right on the receivers and stayed right with them. Good defense. Got the defender to watch the ball. Good defensive play on Foothill's
and
part.
And this is where Shasta's got to make a stand if they're going to stay in this football game. 6 minutes left to play. It's a lot of time to play still. But, man, the way that things are going here, Foothill is really impressive. Their offense has done great.
And, again, they come at you with all these options.
Blake in motion. They hand it over to him over to the left-hand side. He gets around the corner. He'll pick up about 8 on the play before he's brought down at about the 43-yard line.
He had 8 yards on first down, second and 2.
And Blake is moving fast when he goes around that end. So again, 8 yards on that move. He's moving fast. This is where the linebackers or Shasta are going to have to come up to stop this if they can. They're not tired.
All right, set to go. Banner up over center. We don't see that too much. They're going for a quick count. They don't get it. Different play. Hand it off to Silas Miranda. He's got enough for the first down, plus a few more. Down at the 37.
Very nice play. Came back, handed off to the, actually it looked like a halfback handoff, but very well done. Perfectly executed.
Clock running, 5:09. Foothill leads 29-28. The Shasta High School band is right on the money tonight. Love it. Here comes the blitz right now. Banner back to pass. He goes deep. throws it downfield to Patrick Blake. Blake hangs on to it, makes the play. Touchdown, Foothill.
All right, well, how does that guy catch that ball? He had a defender all over him. Beautiful catch and beautiful pass.
That is concentration at its finest right there from Patrick Blake, and that changes everything right now. 35-28.
That pass was right on the mark, and he had that defender all over him, and he kept held on to it.
So that will force Shasta to at least get a touchdown. Extra point as they get set up and prepared for it right now. And the band plays on. There's the snap. It's low. And they just barely get it up, and it's no good. Wide to the right.
That was a bad hike. It hit the ground before it got to the holder.
It was a short hop.
Was that it? And kicker couldn't get a hold of it. So we're looking at, wow, okay. It's going to come.
We just got word Enterprise has beaten the Paradise Bobcats 63-62.
We have
in overtime. Thank you.
We have three great games going on in the North State.
Holy
Toledo. It doesn't get any better than this. I mean, you think about this. That's six teams, all so evenly matched.
Yeah.
When you talk about competition.
So, nice job, Enterprise. We're here with 4:39 left to play. Foothill leads 35-28.
So, that puts Enterprise back into the mix.
It does.
So, we're
a good league this year.
We'll see how it shapes up for us. This game's very close.
I got this.
Foothill set to kick off. There's the approach. Kick goes deep.
Come on, Jake.
That'll go to Jake. And Jake will have a nice little return. He'll bring it across the 35. Jake Walker with a nice return.
So good field position for them, starting at their 40-yard line?
Now, if Shasta gets a score or makes their extra point, this football game is tied.
You got it.
Oh, boy.
So you know what they'll do? They'll probably go for the two, because with the two, they'll win it. If they score.
That's a gutsy move, but I wouldn't put it past Hunsaker to make that move. Ball carrier is Kale Muckle. He'll gain about three on the play. I'm sorry, Hellier. Still moving right now. Catanese set to take the snap. He does. And he hands off over to the right-hand side. It's Muckle, who's still on his feet. And Muckle's got a long way to go. He's down to the 20, and he's finally brought down at the 12. And there's a flag on the play. After the play was over, the flag comes down.
When I watch that runner, the running back, going down the field with that defender step for step, I'm thinking I'm watching a track meet.
I know. I mean, when that play set up, it didn't look like he had anything.
No.
And then once he got out there, I mean, he had just, if he had one more step on the guy, he wouldn't have beat him. The penalty is going to go against Foothill. It's a personal foul, unnecessary roughness after the play. And that is a costly penalty for Foothill. There's the snap. They hand it off over to the left-hand side. That's McDonald. He's inside the 10, down to the 5. He cuts back, hangs on to it. Touchdown, Shasta! And there's a flag on the play.
But again, a very nice move on his part. He got the defender going in one direction. He cut back.
That penalty is going to go against Shasta.
Oh, boy. Retract the cannon.
Yeah, and retract the band. Goodness. They're going to back him up 15 yards on that. That had to be a holding call.
What a loser!
Obviously, the crowd is not quite in agreement with that call.
Holding call against Shasta. That backs him up 10 yards. Foothill still leads 35-28, 3:48 left to play. Cadenese will try it again. He hands off to Hellyer right up the middle. Hellyer will take it down to about the 15-yard line. And Cadenese got his players ready to go right now. Set to go. Hand off over to the right-hand side. That goes to number three, and he's Muckling right all the way down for the touchdown. Kyle Muckle over the right tackle for the score.
You know, to watch these kids run. He's right behind his blocker. He's got his hand, his right hand, his left hand up on the blocking back, right behind the blocker, following the blocker perfectly. What a beautiful run. And that blocker is another running back. That's the beauty
That's
of
right. it. Oh, man. Tough decision to make right now. Looks like they're going to kick it. There's the snap. There's the placement. The kick is up, and it is good, and this football game is tied.
Wow. Well, we couldn't have asked for a better one. It's coming right down, literally down to the final plays, I'll bet you. 3 minutes left, 3:16.
Goodness.
We're seeing football at its best. This is great. With the exception of the penalty, and they haven't been that, we haven't had that many. We've had a couple that have been pretty costly, but they've overcome those.
The difference the difference, there's more penalties this half than there was in the first mm-hmm. half, but there's been very few turnovers this half.
That's right. So, we're going to have...
we got one spirited crowd here tonight.
We do. Good crowd. And they haven't... No one's left, that's for sure. On the other side, we have a Foothill crowd that's standing over there, too, because this is good football. If you enjoy football like we do, you can you don't get any better than this.
You got to love this one. It is in great shape. 3:16 left to play, and the football game is tied at 35.
A lot of friends here tonight. We see them, and of course the families and everything. You know, everybody's into this one because you don't want to leave on this one. So what's Foothill going to do when they come back with that ball? Same thing. Same offense. They're not going to change that option play.
Here we go. Interesting lineup by Shasta. They go for the boot. They kick it. It's a squib kick. It goes to the mid-back, and he'll bring it back about 7 yards. I think they'll probably mark it right about the 34-yard line, and that's where Foothill will take over.
Come on, get Barnum!
So Foothill is going to move down the field and try to get in a position for a field goal, and we'll see what happens. 3 minutes.
Trent Banner going to work. He's back to pass. He is brought down for about a 7 or 8 yard loss there.
We're up above the Shasta bench, and down here throwing the ball. Cadenese is throwing the ball back and forth to Hellyer just to keep warm.
Good idea.
They're going to go back in there.
Banner takes a snap. He's looking to pass right over the middle, over to the left-hand side, and he's got a guy. It's complete up to the original line of scrimmage at about the 35.
Gain of 8 on the play.
All right, they're going to call timeout Shasta right there, 2:24. We'll take 30 seconds, and we'll be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
He's got pressure. Back here at Thompson Field, we're checking in with the PV Chico game. 13-6 favor of PV is what the announcer here has said. We're listening to the game as well. This game is close as well, tied at 35 with 2:24 left to play. Foothill on the ball. They've got it at the 35-yard line, moving from the left to the right. It'll be third down, Foothill. This is the time where Shasta wants to make a stand. They throw it down to the left-hand side, and that ball is incomplete.
Intended for Ryan. No, that wasn't. Was that Ryan down there?
It was, yes. Ryan Terrace.
But two defenders on him. Very good defensive play by Shasta in this series.
Overtime tied at 55 apiece.
Who was that? Who's tied at 55?
That's late news. All right. We got all kinds of folks coming around. There's a punt right there. We got people giving us updates on other football game scores. Paradise lost 63-62 to Enterprise. The announcer over the loudspeaker here just said they're late in the third quarter and it's like 55 to something. That football game is over. Enterprise has won that game. So now this is what they call go or go home, Ron.
That's for sure.
2:15 left to play, 35 apiece. Shasta with the ball at their own 35-yard line. Catanese takes it, hands it off to Hellyer up the middle. Justin picks up about 4 yards on the play.
Well, we're going to see if the running game of Shasta comes through. This will be the test.
They'll run it again. That's Kellen McDonald. He's up across midfield, and he's got room to run. And he's down to the 30, and he's ran out of bounds at about the 24-yard line.
And here again, another track meet. We're at the 100-yard dash between Terrace and McDonald. These kids are such great athletes, such great shape. And here we are with a minute 47, and look at the way they're still running. They've got so much energy.
Catanese on the ball. They run it right up the middle, or they may have gained one or two. Justin Hellyer immediately brought down right across the line of scrimmage. Maybe he picked up one. It'll be second down.
And JC's calling the plays. You can see him right in. It's pretty close on this side of the field, and JC's right in the middle of this to coach.
There's the snap right there. They hand it over to the right-hand side. That's Kyle Muckle looking to move. Kyle Muckle drags him down to the one-yard line. Muckle close to the goal line.
When you watch him, it's like, I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop. He is determined. He's doing a wonderful job of running. Very impressive. But to watch him, it's just nothing can stop me.
And here we go. There's the snap right up the middle to Justin Hellyer, and he does not make it.
Justin Hellyer on the hearing.
All right, so we'll get a timeout call right there.
59 seconds.
Timeout Foothill. 59 seconds left to play. This football game is tied at 35, and Shasta threatening to put them away.
Boy, wow. We have seen some running here tonight. This is the best running we've seen from any team.
This is a great night for football around the North State. Let me tell you that.
We, fun part of it is the crowd's into it, the announcer's into it. We keep in these scores coming at us. Everybody wants to participate. And now you said Enterprise, they won that game.
They beat Paradise 63-62 in overtime.
And I think Pleasant Valley is up on Chico. So it looks like Chico will have a defeat on this. Enterprise wins. If this continues, Shasta should win here. So this would position Shasta and Chico to have one loss each.
And here comes the moment of truth, Ron. 59 seconds left to go. Catanese takes the snap. He hands it off to Justin Hellyer, and nothing happened.
That Foothill line is, they're stacking the deck there.
Oh, an encroachment on the defense. That'll put the ball on the 6-inch line.
Look at that lineup. Look at their positioning of
Oh, yeah. And right over center goes Catanese. This is where you expect a quarterback sneak, but his left foot is giving you a sign, and that is Justin Hellyer across the goal line. Touchdown, Shasta.
Wow.
Holy Toledo, could you believe it, Gus? Look at that go. And this place is on electric right now.
Yeah, and it's so fun to watch Hellyer. He actually lines up like a fullback in a track position.
Dang.
He's three down, and so he has that speed going into that line.
Way to go, Lou!
Extra point. There's the snap. It's down. The kick is up, and it is good. And with 53 seconds to play, it's Shasta 42, Foothill 35. We're going to keep it right here because this game is too exciting to leave right now.
Well, I wouldn't put it past Foothill. It's not over yet.
Nope. Not with guys like Silas Miranda running the ball back.
So you're going to do a – what kind of kickoff are you going to do on this one, Coach?
A squib kick.
You would?
I would do a little squib kick right to one of the linemen.
I don't know. I think I'd kick that baby as far as I could. Get it down in the 10-yard line. You risk running back, but your clock's going to run out on you. 53 seconds.
So Silas Miranda and Patrick Blake, the two biggest names in Foothill football right now this year.
And they're both fast. They can both run it back all the way.
And they're going to either try to kick it into the end zone or keep it away from those two guys right there.
Yeah, let's see if they do that. No, they're going to go back to a traditional kick rather than that huddle kick.
Great football game here at Thompson Field tonight. Shasta leads 42-35, 53 seconds to go. There's the kick. It's a squib kick right in the middle. It goes to a lineman. He doesn't know what to do with it. He picks it up, and he'll go around to the left-hand side. He's up to the 40 and out of the 41 out of bounds.
So quarterback for Foothill, Banner, is going to go back to the option, get Blake out there, get Terrace out there.
And Silas Miranda out there. It's going to be one of those three. You know that. What a game.
Ori's going to fake, give to Silas around the end or Blake around the end. Blake is out here on this side now.
Here we go. Trent Banner got Miranda in motion. He hands it to him over to the right-hand side. That play has not worked for him all night long, and it doesn't work tonight. He only gains 1 yard.
Yeah, that Shasta defense is again fast where they move to that ball.
35 seconds left to play. Shasta leads 42-35. They need to get a playoff.
Some went wrong there.
Yeah, some went terribly wrong. There's the snap. Whistle is out. That'll stop the clock with 17 seconds left.
They lost about 20 seconds there.
Foothill calls a timeout right there.
There was a breakdown there. I couldn't tell exactly what happened, but they lost 20 seconds.
Well, this is about the time that you see a couple of Hail Marys come out.
And if anybody can do it, Trent can with those receivers that he has.
We've already seen him do it twice tonight. Patrick Blake twice down the right-hand side.
So wonder how many defensive linemen he'll send down. He'll put everybody in the backfield. Look at JC's out there working out his defensive lineman for Shasta.
There was some confusion on that. They're going to add 4 more seconds to the clock. They'll make it 21 seconds on the clock.
So Shasta is going to 3 defense down linemen. Everybody else is going to be in the backfield. Cover every possible receiver.
Boy, you're not kidding.
Look at that.
They got 4 people in the defensive secondary, 2 safety yells out there.
That's the first time tonight we've seen a deep safety.
Second and 10 right now for Foothill. And Banner back to pass. He's got a guy wide open. And a pitch play to Silas Miranda. Miranda down to the 40. 30, and he's brought down at the 25. This makes it very interesting.
Beautiful play.
That was the old hitch and go play
right
there.
It worked perfectly with that speed that Miranda had. Now they're up on the ball. Look at that.
And he'll spike the ball right there.
That was a good play on
stop the clock
on Trent's part. He got got the ball up before, even actually before the chains got down there.
Very interesting. 11 and a half seconds to go. They're going to call it delay a game on Foothill. You know, and that doesn't really bother me that much because they're really good at that floater pass over in the right end zone. That's worked for him several times here tonight, and this is where...
And he's got Blake on the right here. He's got Terrace on the left.
We'll be looking for a...
12.5 seconds left.
Okay, so they're going to change the clock back to 12.5 seconds instead of 11.5. 42-35 is the score. This one's a nail-biter here coming down to the last few seconds.
12.5.
Winding down. There's the pass play over to the left-hand side. Out of bounds he goes. That's a completion to Ryan Terrace, and they'll stop the clock with 7.4 left.
So there's one play left. Obviously, you're going to... You already have Blake out over here. You have Terrace on the other side.
You might get two if you get it quick, but they got to be in the end zone. Wow. What a game.
Yeah, this is one of the barn burners.
Okay.
Sure.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Banner back to pass. Blitz. He throws it deep into the end zone. That's a Hail Mary situation. And that ball is incomplete with 1.2 seconds left to go. We'll get one more play.
Yeah, one more play and no flags. Boy, the defenders, what looks like four defenders back there on Blake. I couldn't see how many on Ryan Terrace. Chess is playing this secondary very smart. You've got their fast boys back there in the secondary, all the way back to safety.
Here comes the final play of the football game right now, and you know they're going to the air, into the end zone right now. They got five receivers out there, one man in motion. Here comes the snap to Trent Banner. Banner's got pressure on him. He throws it deep over to the right-hand side. And that is intercepted, and this football game is over. Shasta wins 42-35.
Boy, what a game this was. This is a crowd. The crowd is moving to the field. Of course, the cheerleaders are already out there. But
wow,
it's a happy crowd. What a game.
What do you say? All right, let's take a quick break, and then Ron and I will come back and recap this football game from Thompson Field. Stand by. We'll be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football teams. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teams safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Back here at Thompson Field, final score, Shasta 42, Foothill 35. What can you say, Moran?
Well,
boy, what a great football game.
An outstanding game. We saw very, very good football. It was, for the most part, mistake-free, just good quality football, and very exciting because both teams were right in it up to the very last, and it's going to be interesting to see how this works out for the season, but Shasta did a great job. Foothill did a great job.
Shasta got a run for their money tonight by Foothill. Yeah, I mean, the Foothill boys have got to be proud, and their coaches have got to be proud of their performance here tonight after coming off a big loss to PV last week. I think it was like 56-21. It was something just outrageous. And tonight, they stuck right with them. For the first time this year, I finally have seen a defense go the distance with Shasta's
yes.
hurry-up offense.
And they were excellent. And so we still have a lot of football left in the North State. And next week we will be...
I think we're going to go to Foothill.
Foothill.
They'll be hosting Chico next week. We don't have the result of the Chico PV game. We think that PV was leading 14-6 late in the game. But I think already we can decide that we're going to Foothill next week to play against Chico.
But, you know, for the fans that are out there in favor of Foothill, they did a wonderful job.
It was a spectacular performance by Foothill, and boy, they're moving slow right now, and I know you do that when you lose, but they worked hard tonight, and they're worn out now. They didn't show it in the fourth quarter like we had expected, but they're showing it now, and, you know, there's not a reason in the world that Foothill Head should be down.
I mean, they saw a running attack that it's the best running attack we've seen, certainly. And they came at you with from all directions with great running backs, speed, and it was just a great job on the part of Shasta. And they were just a little bit better at the very end than Foothill.
We would think that the penalties made some difference. They did make a difference. Turnovers made a difference in the first half. But, it came down to perseverance on this one. And, I would love to hear what Coach Hunsaker is saying right now. He's out there waving his arms, talking to his team out in the middle of the field. That was a nice finish for Shasta. So we'll load it up and we'll head out to Palisadro next week for Foothill and Chico. Shasta has a break next week.
They need that break. They did a great job.
Super. Football game at its finest here tonight at Thompson Field. Very nice. Once again, final score, Shasta 42, Foothill 35. Ron, it's been a joy.
And my pleasure, Gary. It's good to have you back. I know you were off last week, but it's good to have you back. Fun game, a fun crowd. I think everybody really enjoyed tonight. And it's getting a little nippy out here.
It is.
It's ready to close her out.
So we'll wrap it up here from Thompson Field, and we'll see you next week at Foothill as they take on Chico. That'll be another good football game as well. Thank you so much for joining the broadcast. And Jared, our engineer back at the radio station, we could not do this without your performance. You are awesome at this. So we'll see you again next week here at AM 1460 KCNR for high school football. Good night from Thompson Field.
$1,000 for breast cancer. He said he had just worked out earlier that day, so he wasn't sure he could do a lot, but he did. Let's listen.
We're back with the very fit Mark Wahlberg, who's agreed to help us raise some money for breast cancer research. For every pull-up you do in 30 seconds, Ulta Beauty will donate $1,000 to Breast Cancer Research Foundation. Now, Mark has said, remember, I already worked out today, so that's an excuse?
I'm hoping for two.
Uh-uh. All right, so you have
$2,000 is a lot of money.
$1,000 for each pull-up in 30 seconds. That would be amazing to raise a lot of money for breast cancer research.
If I do five, will you double it?
No.
Okay.
We want to see you do a lot.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Here he goes. Look at that. He does.
Okay. Now do it with proper form, and then when we're going to round that at $25,000.
You think he's not doing proper form?
That's not even a pull-up.
I knew you were going to say something.
Dude,
like that.
It looks like a fish on a line.
He made $25,000.
Well,
he did 25.
Not a push and pull up.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I want to hear what she says at the end. Go back to right at the very end where I want to hear what she says at the very. Okay, wait. She said not. She did say. Ellen did say now do proper form.
That's pathetic.
But that.
I'm a fan.
Oh my goodness. Here he goes.
Okay, now do it with proper form, and then when.
So she's right. That's right. Anyway, he made $25,000 for breast cancer awareness, whether the form was right or not.
I'm glad to see that.
Yeah. What do you mean? Glad to see that he was doing improper form and pull-ups?
Exactly. I can lay that kind of waste.
Oh, you heard it, ladies and gentlemen. Newsman, bluesman, Buzz Kilman right up in there just said he could lay Mark Wahlberg to waste. I cannot wait to have Mark Wahlberg walk in this room and crush your skull.
He sure doesn't look like he can.
Oh, my God. Have you ever seen, what's that boxing movie he does? The Boxer? What is that?
No.
Come on.
I can't think of the name of it. I can't think of the name.
What is about? That was an awesome
something
movie
about the fighter or something.
And you believe
true story? No, I believe. I believe he's in fantastic shape. Pull ups are a very special exercise.
I can't wait to crush him. You just said.
Well, in pull ups, if that's what he can do, the form's not there. Nothing's there. He didn't even have the numbers.
Right.
So I could take care of
him. Okay, there we go. You know what I could do? I could do with this song, a Marky Mark song, I could beat him in the dance-off, that's for sure. I guarantee that. I guarantee that. All right, if you're waiting in line at the Michael Jordan store, flight 23, wherever it is, it doesn't open until Saturday morning at 6:23. Remember, there's no I. Well, yes, there is in waiting.
I remember one game coming off the Floyd, and I scored like 20 points in a row to win the game. Tex reminded me that there's no I in team. And I look back at Tex, I say, it's I in win.
That's right. There's an I in win. That's right. And there's no I in overspending either.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar province.
All of a sudden,
there's a huge explosion.
We knew right away.
It was an IED.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Meet Rachel. She's making serious money on her own schedule driving with Uber.
I was looking for something that was convenient and something that would help me to reach my financial goals. A friend suggested Uber, and I liked it. I love the convenience of it, so I log on when I'm available and log off when I'm not. And it's very, very easy to do. Just get in your car and you drive. And I like driving my car.
Thanks, Rachel. To start making great money with your car, sign up to drive today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
In the time you spent listening to this radio spot, you could have completed and submitted an entire expense report with a simple picture of your receipt. That's all it takes for you to get back to work and for your business to run more efficiently. To learn more and discover all the ways Concur helps manage your company's expenses, just go to tryconcur.com for a free test drive.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Call today.
Does your water leave brown rust stains? Does it smell bad? Do you even know what pollutants you're drinking and bathing in? End these problems with HydroCare water purification systems from Wave Home Solutions. Enjoy cleaner, healthier, great-tasting water from every faucet. Call 1-866-984-6994 or go to cleanwater123.com. Whether you have city water or well water, HydroCare removes high levels of iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, chlorine, and much more without tanks or backwashing. You'll love the way your water looks, smells, and tastes. Water systems as low as $495 for city water and $849 for well water. Try now, pay later. Satisfaction guaranteed. Wave Home Solutions for advanced air and water technologies. For more information, call 1-866-984-6994 or go to cleanwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One. It's the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on demand. Go to BrandmeierShow.com and subscribe to the podcast. You'll get instant access to past shows and new shows emailed to you daily. Sign up now at BrandmeierShow.com and listen anytime you want. It's Johnny B. in your hand and on demand.
Oh, man. I was laughing so hard. We went into the break. Talking about Michael Jordan shoes, and I go, there's no I in overspending. But then the syndication took the break. And then I'm hearing the timing that I heard in my head, and I just burst out. So I go, I think they heard this on the air. I go, there's no I in overspending. Then I hear 3, 2,
right.
1. And then I hear Buzz go, yes, there is. And then I go, there is. I was, but it was like hearing the word, there's no I in overspending, these things. Oh, spending, S-P-E-N-G, sure there's an I in overspending for Michael Jordan shoes, waiting in line for a store that's not open, and waiting for Nike to release shoes that tie themselves, ridiculous.
I remember one game coming off the floor, and I scored like 20 points in a row to win the game. Text reminded me that there's no I in team.
Yeah.
And I look back at Texas, I say, it's I and win.
It's an I and win, yeah. Maybe you can win that TV, be gone. Email, brandmeiershow@gmail.com. JB, I am currently in charge of remodeling a project in which we are adding about $40 million to a security company. TV, be gone, once again. It's a little remote control. We can turn any TV off anywhere, restaurants, airports, bars, and you're just really just wreaking havoc on people with televisions for no reason.
The Department of Defense was in today for an inspection, much like a health inspector would walk through a restaurant. This place monitors the security companies that watch over the White House, the Pentagon, and other high target areas. As to my need for a TV, be gone. Three of the new monitors, in addition, will be 228 inches wide by 100 feet tall. Excuse me, 100 inches tall. They will have the capability of monitoring 40 different screens off one monitor, focusing an entire monitor on one event. If you've seen the movie Men in Black, you might have an idea what they will be looking at here. It would be my goal, once they are testing their equipment, and they are so impressed with themselves, that I can simply flip a switch and kill their dreams. And prove to them that some bozo can disable them with the push of a button on a keychain. Waterton, New York. Please don't use my name. Whoops. Sorry. He goes, don't use my name or my city.
Oops.
For fear that I may be shot. Yeah. Well, they're not going to know. Once again, with the TV be gone, it looks like you can't even see it. All you do is just go click. Next thing you know, the entire company that monitors the White House, the Pentagon, and other high target areas has no televisions. I don't know if I want him to have one. I'm going to think about this one. If you have an idea as to what you might do with the TV be gone, we'll take your calls or we'll take your email. But I'm not going to. I'll put you in a bin to win.
It could be bad for the country.
Yeah, I don't. This is not good. And it's already bad for the country that there is a TV be gone at all. TVbegone.com. More later. The email's BradmeyerShow@gmail.com. There's no I. Yes, there is in Brandmeier.
It's Johnny B.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Patricia has weakened to a Category 4 storm with sustained winds of 130 miles per hour. The storm made landfall Friday evening in a relatively low populated stretch of Mexico's Pacific coast as a monstrous Category 5 hurricane. There are no reports of fatalities or major damage. American tourist Mike Metzler says he was not worried as Patricia approached Mexico's Pacific coast.
I'm not afraid. You know, we've been taken good care of by the hotel, and, you know, it's going to happen. It seems more prepared for than an earthquake, so I'll take my chances with the hurricane.
There are no reports of fatalities or damage. It's pouring in Texas. More than a foot of rain fell in parts of North Texas on Friday, including more than 13 inches in Corsicana, 50 miles south of Dallas. Floodwaters have backed up traffic on Interstate 45 for 12 miles, prompting emergency responders to undertake